Community Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
And Anthony Show. New York, Dallas, Chicago, Philly, Cleveland, Columbus, Sacramento, San Francisco. The Empire is spreading.
Cockroach, you bastards!
Well, what's up, Anthony?
Hey, man.
It's the ONA Show.
Yes, it is.
It's a great day, Anthony.
Beautiful day.
It's unbelievable out.
It had that spring smell, didn't it, when you went outside?
Oh, that's what I was smelling out there.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was smelling
poofa.
No, it is great out. Spring fever has hit, Anthony.
Beautiful. You can feel it in the air. People driving around with their windows down, maybe. Sunroof open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got to say hi to everyone I saw at the Knick game last night at the Garden.
Were you sitting in the seats we usually sit in?
Yeah.
Those seats?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think we had the game on for a couple of minutes in the office, and I think we saw you.
Really?
Yeah. And
all right,
not a joke.
All right, here's the joke.
No, I swear it wasn't a joke. It was the hat.
It was the hat?
Yeah. Yeah. Because on TV it turned up a little pink.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
You're such a dick.
It's no joke.
What a douche. At least I go to sporting events and stuff.
I went to the Knicks game with you last time.
And support the team and things like that.
Oh, you support the team. Like the Knicks care if you're there.
No, you know what I mean.
As long as big fat Star Jones is on the sideline and Spike. That's all they care about. The celebrity.
Star Jones was there.
Was she?
Spike was there. No Tom Brokaw last night. No Woody Allen.
She's one of those big fat like Knick groupies. She goes to every game. I'm convinced.
Every game I've been to, she's been there, yes.
Some people like that. Star.
I'm convinced she just wants to be seen there.
I think that's part of it. Another part of it is it's a reason for her to talk to men. You know what I mean? Like, if she goes to the Knick game, she could start a conversation, you know, oh, how about them Knicks? Ooh, I was at the game last night. Me, big fat Star Jones was there. I'm a lawyer, you know. I think it just gives her something to talk about, you know? Like, oh, she's there at every game.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the sideline.
Well, she's in the front row.
Courtside.
You know, those courtside seats are just unbelievably expensive, Anthony.
This is a great game. More chicken wing. Oh, that was a good shot. Right in my mouth. I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about the guy throwing chicken wing there.
You know, people work their whole lives to try to get really good seats.
Yeah.
When you're going for season tickets, you know the deal, right?
Sure. Very hard.
Can you imagine after, like, you know, years and years, you finally get, like, courtside seats at the Garden, and you have to sit next to Star Jones?
Oh.
Because the seats in the Garden to begin with are so freaking next to each other. It's
very
ridiculous.
Tiny. Yeah. Then they try to squeeze as many asses in there as possible.
Then you got Star Jones's thigh on your leg as you're trying to sit down and watch the Knicks.
And she's like moving all over trying to get see the game.
Yeah.
I got to see that game.
Right.
Where the ball? Let me look down this side of the court. And meanwhile, you know, you got the big, flabby holiday ham arm like bashing in the face. Oh. But I'm a diva, so it's okay.
Paid all that money for those seats.
And that's tasty. What is that? Oh, a basketball? I ate the basketball. Look at that. I can't even tell.
Can't even tell. Pay all that money for those seats, and you only get to use a corner of them?
Yeah.
Great. Gee, thanks.
Because Star Jones, a big, giant hippo calf and thigh is right brushed up against your leg. Oh, that's good. That's a unique flavor. What is... Oh, I'm sorry. That's your arm. I seem to have taken a bite out of your forearm. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Anyway.
I like having a little... sometimes I like eating a little Chinese here at the game. Oh, I just ate Sun Yi. Sorry, Woody.
Woody couldn't be bothered. He wasn't there last night.
No.
Know who was there?
Oh.
I spent half the game checking out one of my favorite actresses of all time.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't know she was either married or... just hanging with
a dude.
With Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline, let me see. Phoebe Cates.
Are they married?
Yeah.
Huh.
Does she look good?
Huh.
Oh, yeah?
She
was going through a phase.
She hasn't aged a bit, Anthony. She's sitting there with Kevin Kline, and I'm staring at her the whole damn time.
Really?
Huh.
Where was she sitting? Like where?
You know where Brokaw sits?
Yeah.
Kind of like...
why couldn't I be there? Is he became... You know, I spanked Alabas just like Judge Reinhold did in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Yes. I love that one. Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates, yeah.
Remember that scene where Phoebe comes out of the swimming pool? I always...
Wait, Tom, let me get the music. Let me get the music for you so we can take you right back,
I
okay?
I like to make believe it's me.
All right, here we go.
Spanking out a batch in the bathroom. Oh, yeah. Here she comes. Yeah. Oh. There it is, little. She dives in the pool, swims up to the ladder. Now she climbs out of the pool slowly, misting water behind her as she unbuckles her brassiere and opening up between those lovely Phoebe Cates boobs and says, Tom, you know I've always wanted you. Doesn't anybody freaking knock anymore? Those guys are fags. And then we're going to wing on over to London and jam with the Stones. Awesome. Totally awesome. But isn't this our time, Mr. Han? Righteous bucks. Hey, a nice jacket. I love those dudes. When it comes to making out, always remember, side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
That's right. Very good, Tom.
Tom Rook, I'm a big fan of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
That was great. I can fix it. I've got an awesome set of tools. Look at that. Look at now I'm banging Jennifer Jason Leigh in a pool cabana. She's only 17, but look at those saggy boobs. What's up with her? She's naked in every movie.
She was naked in every movie. You're right, Tom.
Looking very bad in every movie naked.
Yeah.
But Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool. We all remember that scene. I remember leaving a little batch on the bottom of the NBC News desk after I saw the screen. About felt a little woozy, a little lightheaded. In Big Tom's head and Little Tom.
Hey!
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show.
Yes.
Couple phone numbers to give out in New York, 877-692-1027. And for everyone else out there in Radio Land, 866-277-4WOW. 866-277-4WOW. Give us a call, all right?
Right.
What's up, Anthony?
I'm not getting anything on my computer. That's what's up. Thank you.
Your computer's effed up?
Oh, God damn it. Restart.
You know, I think we got to get Ron and Fez in here.
Why is that?
I don't know. Ron and Fez, they do the radio show before us in New York City.
Yeah.
And we're doing a show meeting in the back office. And they have one of their, can I call him a flunky?
Loser.
A loser. Who was that guy, Ben?
I don't even know who
this guy was.
Who was that?
It's just one of their interns. And I just told their whole staff the story. And, you know, they're just... Like, what a loser.
I don't remember hiring that kid.
I know.
How did I get past the
proper channels. Maybe Rick had a private meeting with him.
How did he get past you, Opie?
Aren't you,
like, assistant
muckety muck?
You're assistant to the assistant manager.
So,
hey, Rat.
One of Ron and Fez guys comes into our office. We have about 8 of us. We're doing a show meeting, getting things together. We got a lot of announcements to make. We're working on something called Wow Stock.
Yeah.
For the end of the summer. It's in its very early stages, but it could be really huge.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about our... Best Body competition that we're going to be doing very, very soon. The Teen Car Wash very, very soon. Sex for Sam 2, details about that definitely on today's show.
Mm-hmm.
And next week we start the man boob contest.
Yeah, guys, so, with the man boob problem, we'll fix you up.
So we're sitting around discussing all this stuff. Yes, Ben?
They can't. They're in a meeting with the two big bosses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what is that about? Oh, oh.
I thought one of the two big bosses were sitting right here on this program, Ben.
Two of the three big bosses.
Oh, man, this is going to suck because we need them now.
Yeah.
Break into Ken Stevens' office and tell him we need Ron and Fez.
How important could it possibly be?
Yeah, it's, in there with Ken. It's only their future.
Ken
that they're
the
discussing
Jeremy.
Right now.
Oh, it is.
I don't know. Oh, what? Oh, maybe I should have kept that in my head.
Maybe you shouldn't talk about their future.
So, one of the Ron and Fez muckety mucks, he comes into the office with a camera, and he was asking us if we would mind taking off our shoes and socks because he needs to take pictures of everyone's feet.
What the hell is that about? When he came in, I'm just like, I said, look around this room. Do you honestly think one person is going to take off their shoes and socks and let you photograph their feet?
And it has something to do with what Ron and Fez are doing. They want to put, pictures of everyone's feet up on the website, and then the listeners guess whose feet is who. We're looking at this kid like, are you insane? So I wanted to get Ron and Fez on the air to discuss that.
But they're in with the big bosses.
But they're in with the big bosses, right. Well, we'll go to the phones until we get... Hold on. Oh, wait, Ben's coming back. What?
You got the power. They're coming right now. Ken's like,
you got
take them.
You got the power. Crossover. Two shows that like each other. Please, take advantage of it now.
Take advantage of it. All right, they're marching down the hall. I'll take a call as they make their way to the studio. Frank, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, Owen?
Hey,
listen. I was listening to yesterday's show about that 4-foot pen thing. What happened with that? Or is it Ken still in the back office with that thing getting aroused with that 4-foot pick?
Good question. The picture of Ken with the 4-foot pen is on the website.
Yeah.
We will discuss what happened after the show, and it's some good stuff. But first, we have Ron and Fez in the studio. Ronnie, Fezzy.
Hiya.
What's up, guys?
The straight gay radio team.
Straight gay.
Hey, at least this time I'm getting the straight thing.
Are you sure? We have not confirmed that.
Last time they called us gay and straight in quotes.
So they got rid of the quotes and now you're straight and gay.
The last post article was one's gay, the other's straight.
Maybe, perhaps. I'm not buying it. He's telling people he is.
Yeah, we saw that in the paper today. The straight gay team.
I just want to start by saying goodbye to you guys. I hear you're going to Tampa. And,
yeah.
I want to wish you all the luck
not
in the
Tampa,
world.
Not Tampa. It's a different one.
Oh, it is.
Different part of Florida?
I'm not saying.
Not saying?
I read it on the message board, so it's got to be true.
Right.
It's all I know.
All I know is this. The message board ends up being more true than not.
Oh.
A little.
Because these same rumors have been around for a long time about other stuff that turned true.
That's right.
Something
tells me that no matter what you write, over time it will be true.
One time you
eventually.
Guys... Yeah, what happened to you guys going to K-Rock?
That was never true.
No.
Could have been true.
Are you still in negotiations with Spaz?
Yeah. And
they
Psycho
Mark. Spaz back.
Well, we want to know what the foot thing was all about today.
Do you think that we would think a great bit would be guest guy's feet?
No, that's why I was a little scared.
It's like, where did this come from?
I know you're under a lot of pressure, but
they have crap.
But I'm thinking, Ron, he can hold it together. He's not starting to come up with some crazy bits here.
No, our interns run wild. We have a producer who's very, very weak with the interns.
Yeah.
And the same kid deserved to be fired, I don't know, 7 times.
Yeah.
I have said over and over again, send Putin home.
Really?
Putin is
have you
thing.
Seen? Yeah, well, you obviously
have
seen him.
Why do you call him Putin?
Look at him. That kid is made entirely of tapioca. I have never met a softer person in my life.
He also ate 62 slices of a pudding cake.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 2 days ago, he took the bathroom key home. And Fez can only go certain places.
Right.
You know me. I'm pee shy.
He's pee shy.
You know that.
Right.
Because he thinks a urinal's sexual. And, everything's a problem for him.
And those urinal cakes, they're not really cake. That's not a pastry.
Why,
although
Putin was eating one.
Tangy.
Just had cake in the name.
Tangy.
Now, he comes into our office and says that there's something going on your show that you take pictures of everyone's feet that works here, that will go up on a website, and people will have to guess whose feet they are. And he comes in, and he actually thought that someone might bite and actually do this.
I think he's got a foot fetish.
We're going to guess people's feet from the radio anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, it even gets better when you put it like that. Sure.
Right. I'm starting to like it. What if we do the same bit with gonads? Everybody in? Come on.
Whose nads they be?
Ben?
Whose yam bag is that?
Let's see your nads.
No.
But who came up with the idea?
Who came up with the idea?
He did.
That's his idea.
Let interns run wild.
So we pitched the idea.
No.
He didn't pitch it.
He's on his own. We said, shock us, surprise us.
Oh, surprise us. So
amazing.
He thought long and hard and came up with this.
Because he said that you guys sent him.
Right.
We sent him out to do whatever he'd like.
Yeah.
And this is it. I think he's on his way. I think he's going for it.
That's the future of radio you're looking at. Show your feet now.
I love the kid's gumption. I think he's got gumption.
I think he has moxie.
Moxie.
He does.
Yeah.
Chutzpah.
Opie, have you decided where you're going to put us?
Opie secretly controlling the radio station.
Yeah, that's me.
From behind
the
scenes.
Pull the strings.
I took a lot of calls today from Chick fans. I said, ask Opie. It's up to Opie. What do I know?
That
I'm
must
not
be
Opie.
It. I have nothing to do with anything.
Hey, by the way, who's the mole?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Who's the mole? Who's leaking information?
We have someone that works at this radio station. We got to make sure everyone in the other cities understand here.
Yeah.
A lot of turmoil around here in New York, and there's someone that works within these walls that leaks information to message boards and stuff.
Yeah. Who's the mole?
And the newspaper.
I'll tell you who everybody thinks it is.
Who?
Rick.
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 Yeah.
I'm thinking it might be Earl. But
Earl knows nothing.
But Earl doesn't know enough, right?
Earl's not smart enough.
Earl doesn't know enough.
No.
Earl's been walking around with a pair of tickets for 2 weeks. Right. Oh, and he keeps asking us, Planet of the Apes, you interested?
Oh, yeah. That's great. Ooh,
wait, what's that about?
He's pitching Planet of the Apes to everyone.
He's got the screening. He's got tickets to the screening that's happening. And he just walks around. So you need two? How many? Planet of the Apes tickets? You need who? I got.
He's walking around trying to give these things away. That movie's going to blow, though.
Ah.
We already know that.
From where?
Huh?
How are you hearing this?
Just because of...
Who's the mole?
Just because of how late in the summer it's coming out.
That's a good point. So this summer has no great movies.
All the movies that they were expecting to do well, they released already. Sure.
It better be good.
You think Jurassic Park is going to be good?
No. Although I'm going to go see it.
You think Planet of the Apes is going to be good?
No, I think it's going to be good.
I think it's going to be good.
Planet of the Apes, they say, is not even done yet.
Yeah, I know. It's supposed to be released next week.
It's not even done yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
They had to push back the screening for the press because they are not done with the movie yet, which is always a bad sign
if
they don't screen it for the press.
And, you know, and all the, Opie, I remember you saying that Def Leppard movie wasn't going to be any good.
And that kicked ass.
And that thing rocked.
The wigs look bad. That's all.
VH1.
The Spinal Tap wig.
You notice how everyone looked like Jay Moore.
I look like Jay Moore in Spinal Tap wigs.
Everyone in the 80s did look like Jay Moore.
I did not see the Def Leppard movie.
And Anthony Michael Hall as Jay Moore.
Yeah.
The only problem is, because I'm a fan, I know that they took the wrong arm off Rick Allen. It was the other arm.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they had the wrong arm.
It's those little things. That's
film flubs. They call them film flubs. You know what I noticed? Halfway through the movie, it was the other arm.
Right.
They changed it, and they realized in one scene he'd be talking, and then they go to the back shot to look at the other person's face, and the other arm's off. And then once his leg was off.
Yeah. At one point, the arm grew back.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it was a flipper thalidomide arm.
Mm-hmm. Just a hand. Coming out of the shoulder.
Right.
I haven't heard that. Me and my friends used to go through Time magazine looking for Merc babies.
Merc babies. Oh,
remember mercury poison?
Yeah. Sure.
You know, and a phone would ring. It's your friend. Merc baby. Life magazine. Page 78, and I quick run out and get it.
Merc baby.
And anytime one of these news magazines wants to do something on a thalidomide baby, they always have them at the pool.
Right.
The irony of kids being born with flippers, then showing them
they're
in the pool.
They're great little swimmers.
Have you ever seen one?
Merc babies like to swim as well.
They
don't need floaties.
Bullet.
Right.
Like a bullet going
through. They can
move.
Less resistance, and they got the flippers already.
See how the ducks move in the water, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Very similar.
If I had a Merc baby, I would just immediately tell him he's part dolphin. Right off the bat.
You're special.
You're special. You're a dolphin. Go back to your people. I tried to drill a hole in the back of his head.
A blowhole.
Laurie, what's up?
What's up?
This call's been distracting us here. Laura, you're 15 years old. You're calling from Cleveland, and what's going on?
Well, I think, you know, your show is...
You say that in Cleveland.
Right.
Laura, you got to watch the potty mouth.
We're
I'm
responsible
sorry.
Broadcasters yeah. here, yes. So,
okay.
All right, we rock, and what else?
Well, you know, I was thinking about a little contest thing, but I don't know if my dad's listening.
Mm-hmm.
But,
What do you want to do?
You should have all girls call up and ask them how big their boobs are.
Oh, that's like a big boob contest.
Wow. Yeah, I think that'd
be
fun.
Wow.
All right.
That's almost as good as taking pictures of people's feet. I like it, though.
Hey, that's going to work.
Yeah, but at least you could use your mind with the boob thing.
Yeah.
And you're 15?
15.
15.
She's got 38 E's already. Right, Laurie?
Yep. Don't say my name. Can you, like, not say my name on the
sure,
air
Laurie.
Or my age or something?
Don't say Laurie.
15-year-old.
No, don't
Laurie.
Say my age.
Okay. What? Don't say you're 15, right?
She's the only 15-year-old in Cleveland.
That has big boobs.
Named Laurie.
Named Laurie.
Yeah.
With her father listening.
You got a younger sister?
Well, I think you
something
guys are
in
so
a D cup?
Awesome.
All right, Laurie. Laurie, we'll let you go, okay?
Thanks.
What school you go to?
Uh-huh.
She's a mess.
You know, maybe we could get her pictures
she's
up on that
mess.
Website we were just checking out.
Oh, my God.
Laurie, we got a website for you. You can send in your pictures, and it's all legal.
All right. This is wrong, wrong, wrong. Ron and Fez, you're going to love this.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
RonandFez.com.
Let me get it up. Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Laurie, with the big boobs from Cleveland. That's 15 years old.
Look how wrong this website is. Look how wrong this website is. This is under
uh-oh.
The guise. Let me tell you what these websites are under the guise of.
Okay.
Teenage models. It's a whole thing called, look, I'll go to
she's
links.
She's a preteen, if anything.
Well, yeah, look at these links. They're all teen models. 13, 12. They got some 14-year-olds, but they're getting a little long in the tooth.
12's not.
Yeah, I don't like that.
12's
then
not in
ruined.
The teen category.
Well, you know something? They put it in the teen category. Models. Look at it. Look at this one.
Why isn't Fez checking it out?
Website coming
Fez
soon.
That he wants to.
Now, this one's
he
a 16.
He likes boys and granimals.
Underoos.
Granimals. This one is a 16.
Yeah, she's a little old for me.
Yeah, a little older. But this is all... Somebody sent us, Rick, this link today.
They got girls just in provocative poses
it's
on the
very
website.
Young girls in bikinis, and they're posing like very sexually.
This reminds me of my last trip to Thailand. I'll have to show you guys the slides.
Yeah, that's good. Look at the gallery.
She's my favorite.
Look at this picture and tell me this isn't porno.
Wow.
Oh, and they put a stuffed animal in the background.
Yeah, look, there's a little stuffed animal. She's
nice.
Wearing a little pink number
yeah.
with
nice
a
touch.
Lot of blue eyeshadow, and she's turned around doing the over-the-shoulder look-at-my-ass shot.
And how old is this little girl?
This girl's got to be 12.
Maybe 12?
She's 10.
Turn that around.
She's
not
10.
Turn it around.
She's an old 10.
She's a 10.
She's an old 10.
She is a 10.
They're all 10s.
And you tell me you needed this shot.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That, she's painting her legs up, and you have
a
crotch shot.
Yeah, she's doing a split, marking herself up.
In her little ballet leotard.
Painting herself up.
Anything where they're spanking themselves?
Look at that. She looks like a heroin chic. Look at that.
Yes, she is.
She's heroin chic.
That's mental. What's the website? Because people are freaking out. They want to check
sure.
it out for themselves.
Okay. Go to...
It's RonandFez.com.
No, it's not.
It's...
not anymore. It won't be next week.
Uh-oh.
What do you want from us?
Okay.
Preteen models, you got it.
MollyRama.com.
MollyRama.com.
MollyRama.com. And there's a link section that you go to... it's got links to... hundreds of sites that are just like this. Preteen girl models. Models. Who are the parents?
Look how it turned on Rick is. He's pointing.
Oh, he's pointing because he knows all these.
Oh,
which
he likes
one?
That link. The girls is Jesse Nickelodeon.
The Jesse the Kid, Rick? Is that the good one?
That's your fave?
Is that the good one? Oh, not. Yeah. Yeah, let's just click on her.
Oh, God.
This is wrong. Look at these pictures. They got them.
I like that.
They got them rolling around on the effing floor. They got them dressed in provocative little clothing.
Ooh, go back down. Yoga.
Yoga. Oh, you want to see her doing yoga?
Yoga.
All right. Here she is doing
yoga.
Little,
there it is.
Doing some yoga. Let's. Oh,
oh.
Jesus.
Oh.
Wait, she's wearing a little
see-through black number. How old is she? That girl's less than 10.
No. That was taken at camp.
The FBI on their way.
Now, I like when they're doing yoga, I like to teach them to bark. If they can do that,
like
I'll pay
that?
Money.
How about number five? Number five looks nice. Molly Ronald.
Oh, there you go. It's the self-munch.
Oh, my God.
It's the self-munch.
She's self-munching.
I don't know how these things are legal.
Oh, no.
Look at this. This is
wow.
Illegal, isn't
it?
I'm trying to teach my girlfriend that position.
Yeah.
It's MollyRama.com with an I, right? Molly,
yeah.
With an I.
And then there's links aplenty on there.
Dude, there's tattoo links where she's got fake tattoos.
Why
on
should
her,
they be fake? They should be real.
On her back. Maybe they are real. Look, there's a drug-taking section.
One of them's rainbow bright.
Look at this. Look at this. Look, look.
Oh, there you go. An 8-year-old with a Goldberg tattoo. Nice.
She's got a tattoo now, right below her belly button.
Oh, but are you saying you wouldn't at least date her mom just to see her walking around the house?
You're insane.
I don't know. I was thinking about taking both of you swimming.
Maybe if the daughter was 15 and that daughter's 9.
Well, we broke the 15 thing. That's over.
Hey, Matt, what's going on? Year.
They call her Granny.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. We're hanging with Ron and Fez. They do the show right before us here in New York.
Before?
Which one's the gay guy?
There's no gay guy, is there?
We're not sure who the New York Post meant.
Yeah, the New York Post did a story on Ron and Fez today, a little piece.
That's
and,
outing.
And, yeah, they said the Ron and Fez, the gay/straight radio team.
Uh-huh.
But we don't know which one's gay.
You know, hearing Fez talk, it makes me question my sexuality just listen to him.
Because you're digging it?
Where does that come from? Where do the rumors start? Ronnie's thinking of suing the Post. Think that about him.
Yeah, I'm that angry that everyone thinks I'm the gay guy.
All right, Matt, thank you.
Well, what's
thanks, guys,
let's go to Gallery 8.
Gallery 8.
Sorry, Hope, we haven't let go of
you
this.
You like
yet.
That?
Yeah.
ATE?
You can't click on this one until you become a member.
Let's pay.
At that point, guys in bulletproof vests bust through your door. Who's going to sign up for this?
Yes, I want Gallery 12. I like her in that little bikini number.
And here's my credit card number.
Right.
Yeah, here's where to get me.
Yeah,
I'll
right.
put in my address. The site is probably just bait.
You know, because
he's baiting them.
Of course.
The guys are all gacked up 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going.
Well, I mean, they want their kids to be models.
It can't be, this can't be legal. They're in very provocative poses in very little clothing. Who sent you this link? Can't be legal, right? It can't be.
Go to UnclesHateHair.com. That's where I am a member there.
Hey, Will, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Yo, what's up, Ron and Fez?
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to do you guys a favor.
Okay.
I'm going to save you an hour and a half of your life. Do not go see Jurassic Park 3.
You've seen Jurassic Park 3?
Holy God. It's horrible.
Hold on.
Could you please hold?
That's on MollyRama.com?
Yeah. Well, this is a link off of Molly Rama.
We're in so deep to the labyrinth now, Opie. I don't know where we are.
Well, this is this fat chick. This is some fat broad in a tiny little bikini.
That's baby fat.
Yeah. Right. You know that'll get worn right off. But look at this picture. I'll show you one. You can follow along at home. This is go to the Kirsten's bedroom link of Molly Rama. And you tell me this picture, the guy taking this picture isn't going, now you stand out by the rail and I won't snap your picture. What part of the South is this?
Oh.
Y'all stand out by the rail, make your daddy and mama proud. Looks like Tampa.
It does look like it. And it looks like, and I bet, you know, her white trash mom is on the other side of the door holding her clothes all happy. She's a model. My baby got to be a model.
My baby got to be a model. You're so pretty.
You're going to end up on the next Skinner album, honey.
Well, what's up?
Yeah, I'm still here. Guys, I just want to let you know about Jurassic Park.
Oh, Jurassic Park 3, that bad, huh?
Sucked my ass, bro.
Yeah?
It was terrible. You've never seen crap like that. The dinosaurs are...
They talk now, right?
Making noise at each other. Sam Neill, the Indiana Jones ripoff dude.
Yeah.
He winds up making the vocal cords of the raptors, and then he can blow in it. And communicate with them, and they understand him.
Oh, stop
horrible.
It.
Horrible.
Sounds
how ridiculous is that? You're still going to go see it, Ron.
I've never missed a Jurassic movie.
Don't. dome. I was ripped, and it still sucked.
How pissed off were you?
I was mad.
Yeah,
$8 friggin' dollars and an hour and a half of my life I'll never get back.
There you go. All right, well, thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
I think he liked it.
Yeah,
oh, really? He's talking to the Raptors. We should take a break. It's MollyRama.com.
Yeah, MollyRama.com. And
the site can't be legal.
It cannot be legal. I would these parents should be reported. Got to be. Because it's under the guise of teen models. But what Preve isn't spanking it to these pages? Someone wants to know if it was Jim Norton's homepage.
Yeah. All right. Do you guys have to?
Yeah.
You have to go back.
All back into the office.
Back into the office.
Ken Stevens and Jeremy.
We have to go meet the other two bosses.
Yeah.
Right. I hope if it's okay with you. What have you decided?
The whole Iron Triangle won't be there.
Seriously, what have you decided?
You're such a dick.
Before I go in and talk to the puppets, what do you want? Tell us what we got to do to make you happy.
What would you like?
Oh, that's nice, Ant.
Right. All right, now we got little girls eating bananas.
And that girl's 7.
It's nutritional.
It's nutritional.
They say fruit's good for you, right?
One of the basic food groups.
Let's blindfold her and try to guess the fruit.
Hey, this guy's got an interesting thing. Hold on. Let me go to Brett. Hey, Brett, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I met a girl on the Internet. I've been talking to her for close to 2 years.
What's his name?
And on the Internet, it's Sweetness.
Right.
Oh, Sweetness.
Hold on. We know Sweetness.
We know Sweetness.
From Minnesota?
No, Ohio.
Oh, there's more than one Sweetness.
Is she a fat girl?
And,
there's a, this girl, Sweetness.
Well, she just got into the business.
Oh, no. This girl is a fat pig with huge boobs that just gets naked every night on the Internet.
No, this is a little petite girl that's got 3 children.
Oh, yeah?
And, she started doing stuff, and I just recently, I haven't been in contact with her for a year. And I just got back in contact with her, and I was like, where are you going? She goes, well, I got a job to do. I said, what are you doing?
Get to the point, goddammit.
All right, Anthony, Jesus Christ. She does these sites.
She
dresses up like a little girl and does these sites.
Oh, no, these aren't people dressed up like little girls.
This
believe
isn't
me.
Lily Tomlin as Edith Ann.
Right. Which even turns me on. I don't know why.
Big rocking chair.
Look at the size of that rocking chair.
That's funny.
She must be young. The rocking chair looks huge.
So, Brett, you're trying to say that, what, she's an older lady and she could...
She's 34 years old.
And she could look like she's 15, 16?
Is that she's a 16, 15, sometimes 14. And she gets these guys that call her up and she does, they pay through a PayPal account.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go and they can view her on the site.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Oh, my God.
What are these we're looking at?
I don't know. Rick came in. He typed in another website. And it looks like family fun at the nudist camps.
Oh, jeez.
Fun at the nudist camps.
Fez, don't worry. We'll go to BillyRama.com to satisfy your needs. In a minute.
I hope so.
Satisfy your needs.
BillyRama.com. It's naked softball, Fez. You'll love it.
T-ball.
How old is this picture?
See, look at that big 70s Earth Mama Muff. This is fun at the nudist colony?
Yeah, but these are adult girls.
Look at that, though.
She looks like a stand-in for an Austin Powers movie.
She made it into a heart, though, Anthony.
Yeah. That's a big heart.
Right.
She's got the hair that trails right up to her belly button.
Haystack Calhoun didn't have a heart that big, honey.
It goes up to her heart.
All right, we got to take a break.
All right.
You guys want to come back after your meeting? Or?
We'll be escorted.
I gotta see Jurassic Park 3.
Oh. What?
We'll be escorted out after this meeting.
Hey, you get a nice place down there in Florida. You're going to let us visit?
Yeah, because
I really like Florida. It's nice, nice weather.
Yeah. Sure, Ant, because you always hang around with us off the air. I know that about you.
Hey, you know I do.
We spent so much time together now.
You know I did when you were doing late night.
He's saying off the air.
Off, when we're,
Well,
when you're
true.
Drunk and we have a microphone, you're all our best friends.
Right.
What do I have for you?
Who else does Opie hang out with you off the air?
We go to their office all the time.
Sure. Oh, I don't mean visiting the office.
I visit their office. They visit our office.
Yeah?
Although, if we get Anthony to the beach, we could get a picture of those feet.
Again with the feet.
Hey, look at you bringing the whole break right back.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, right.
Thank you. That's good radio.
Full circle.
Man.
Full circle.
It's a package.
It's a callback.
Put a bow on it. Let's get out of here. Let's go to Spock's.
I come by to the office and grab some of your beer from the fridge.
Yeah. When we're not there.
we pilfer your fridge so bad.
We're beating up interns over that. Yeah. Don't you guys.
All right. We got a break. Thank you, Ron and Fez.
All right.
Well, there's radio, there's edgy, there's psychotic, and then there's O&A.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
You guys are an undisciplined child wielding ultimate power.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Korn's got a new album coming out in the fall. This is the Opie and Anthony Show. 866-277-4WOW if you want to get a hold of us today.
Opie.
Yes, sir.
Those teen model sites.
Yeah.
I did a little research, found out who they were registered to. Paula Poundstone. Can you believe it? Her name was popping up all over those things. Jesus, that's sick.
Christy, what's going on?
Hello?
Hi, Christy. What's up?
Tuesday, when I was listening to your show, after the last time me and Ashley called, this guy called us a bitch.
Yeah?
We're not bitches.
Of course not.
I don't even know who you are.
Whatever.
Which Christy are you?
This is Christy from Dallas.
How are we supposed to remember you?
Well, I called like 6 million times.
Do you remember Christy from Dallas, Ant?
It's really not... No.
I remember a girl named Ashley that was really hot. Was that your friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really hot.
You don't know that.
She told us. She said you were the dumpy one. Oh, I remember you now.
She sent a picture.
Right.
Whatever.
You're a little chubby. It's all right, though. It's all right. You can tell people it's baby fat. Because you're only 18, so you'll be all right.
We all say it.
We all see it. Hey, thanks, Puck.
Remember that line from Puck?
Yeah. Hey, Chubbs. All right, Christy, thank you. That's all you want to say after 45 minutes on hold? You just want to tell people you're not a bitch?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm not.
All right.
Yeah, I could tell by the tone of your voice you're not a bitch.
Yeah,
sure. Whatever. Anything else, Christy? We got to do a radio show.
Well... He also said that we had, like, a weird laugh. That wasn't me laughing.
All right.
All right, Christy, thanks.
That was Ashley.
Good thing you got that straightened out.
We could look past the wacky laugh of Ashley because she's, you know, kind of hot.
I didn't know 18-year-old girls were a prime demo we were shooting for down there in Dallas, but...
We'll take them.
Yeah, sure.
We'll take them any way we could get them. All right, Christy, thank you.
Okay.
We look forward to your next phone call.
Okay.
With great anticipation.
Yes. Bye, Christy.
Okay, you suck.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you. All right, so someone asked about the four-foot pen with Ken Stevens, our boss.
Yeah.
And it's official. We have signed our contracts, Anthony.
Yeah, we did that right after the show.
Right after the show. And then we boosted it up with the boss, telling all sorts of fun stories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were sitting there with Ken and... One of the head sales guys.
Jeff Hedges. I don't know
if anyone knows him as a character here on the...
Oh, yeah. Well, Jeff was falling asleep, though. You notice that?
Was he? Was it the scotch?
He was nodding off. I'm like, oh, my God, this is the guy that's supposed to sell our show nationally, and he can't even stay awake past 9:30. But I got to give him a lot of credit. He woke up in time to pay the check.
That's always good.
And that was a big check.
Footing the bill. It was one of those, like, little clubs. You know, the cigar brandy clubs?
Yeah.
We just kind of sit down. It's very dark, a lot of dark wood and lighting, very dim. little couches and small little itty bitty tables.
Looked like a library. There's books all
over
the place.
Yeah, there's books all over. It's got, yeah, a lot of people smoking the cigars.
Oh, yes, let me tell you. It was back in Africa.
Yeah.
I had nothing but my sidearm, and I was being charged by a giant rhinoceros.
Oh, my God, McBragg, what did you do next?
Well, I pulled out my rifle. And
that's what they reminded me of. The World of Commander McBragg, you remember him?
Sure, and there were animal heads all over the place. So
yeah, it's just that kind
pretty
of
accurate, yeah.
Like atmosphere that you'd sit around and tell stories.
There I was, Libya. All of a sudden, the German hordes were marching at me, and I had nothing but my sidearm.
Oh, my God, what did you do, McBragg?
I fashioned a bazooka out of a piece of pipe.
Yeah. He always, like, got out of it. And the guy could always tell McBragg was full of crap.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, that's a fascinating story, McBragg.
Yes, quite. You know, quite.
But even the guy knew.
I fashioned a flying device out of some leaves, and I flew over the hordes.
Yes, yes, of course you did, McBragg. Whatever did you do?
Like, the guy's all sarcastic on him and stuff.
So after our little get-together after the show yesterday,
yeah,
it was getting too late to jump on a train back to Long Island. So I have to stay in the city.
You stayed in town last night.
Got to do it. But I wasn't prepared to stay in the city, as you will notice by the same clothes I'm wearing today that I did yesterday.
Now, Opie, Manhattan, New York City here, very hard to get a room at the last minute. Well, a lot of people like staying here.
Right. There's a hotel I frequent, and mm-hmm. I just figured they'd have a room for me last night.
Right.
Oh, they were sold out.
Uh-oh.
They were sold out. Now I need to find a new hotel. And I'm a little buzzed and a little tired, and I just need to find a room.
So you didn't want to start making calls and finding other hotels?
So I went to the crack hotel across the street.
I can't believe you stayed there.
Ben was mortified.
You stayed at the crack hotel?
Ben prides himself on knowing New York and knowing where, like, the hip clubs are.
Yeah.
He'll tell you where all the cigar joints are. He knows all this crap.
I know. And if you need a good room.
He knows where the hip hotels are. He knows which mm-hmm. hotels you should stay away from because, mm-hmm. you know, as Ben said, the sheets are filled with... I didn't say it, so don't dump out.
Ugh. Man batter.
Man batter.
Man batter all over the sheets.
So, so I was tired and no rooms in the hotel I use, so I went across the street to the crack hotel.
Did you see one of those real tight, curled up black pubes on your pillow?
It's nothing worse than knowing that a Hasidic Jew fouled a hooker there about an hour before.
This place is such a dump. Such a dump. And I'm in the lobby, and you get all the rubes from all over the place that are coming to New York for the first time. And they because this hotel is close to Times Square, they're assuming it's a good hotel because the lobby looks good.
Yeah.
It's Art Deco, Anthony, I believe.
Oh, yes, Art Deco.
Yeah, they make the lobby look good.
That means they just haven't remodeled it since Art Deco was new.
These people have no clue what the rooms look like until they get upstairs, and they're in for a rude awakening.
Here's the key to toilets down the hall. Right. Sheets are $10 extra.
It's one step above that.
Yeah.
Seriously. There's a rotary phone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rotary phone.
A rotary phone?
In the room. Right next to the bed. Huge, huge mirror.
Uh-oh.
Huge mirror.
That's a bad sign. You can see Opie asleep in his hotel bed on the internet somewhere.
Huge mirror. Ridiculously.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the whole wall.
After signing his very lucrative contract, Opie decides to spend in the tens of dollars on a hotel room. Staying here in Midtown Manhattan at the Plush Crack Hotel. No expenses spared as man batter stains abound. In this luxurious crap hole. You'll know what you've gotten yourself into when you grab the sticky doorknobs. And that mirror next to the bed, full of video equipment. And for a special surprise, open the closet. You'll see a dead hooker. Freshly killed. The Crack Hotel. You just signed your contract. Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
It's right after the show, we just signed our deal.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good about ourselves.
Of course.
And you stay at a crack hotel.
Basically, Yeah. The air conditioning was busted, so I'm sweating all night.
Sticky sheets.
Located near the Carnegie Deli for all your pot needs.
And I also knew that I had to wear the same clothes today, so I wanted to keep them nice and fresh for today.
Opie's wardrobe never getting in the way. Look at this closet full of nothing. So he wears the same cigar-smelling shirt he wore last night.
And my underwear and my socks. I didn't want to sleep. I didn't want to sleep in that stuff. I hate sleeping naked. Had to sleep naked. Don't like sleeping naked. Had to sleep naked.
Way to cut the HIV in that bed.
Oh, my God.
Beware of hepatitis B.
Dude, wait a minute.
Had to.
Why?
Had to keep the undies fresh for today.
Oh,
that's all I had.
God. What are you doing in your sleep that wouldn't keep them as fresh as when before you slept?
Well, you sweat a lot during the day. I had to kind of, rinse them out a little bit and put them on the heater.
Oh, like a soup kitchen in your pants.
You're a pisser. Wait a minute, but remember the sheets. The undies, they kind of look like used shoe shine rags.
I
had to, take care of stuff. And
I would have slept
had to
in my clothes, in the bed, shoes, everything.
The AC, I finally got it to work, and I got it blowing up some air to kind of keep my clothes fresh.
Airing out the clothes.
The sheets didn't fit the mattress, so I woke up in the middle of the night just sleeping on this crappy mattress, sweating like a pig.
Oh, my God, wait, the bare mattress?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, you got a disease. Have a disease.
It was the worst. The W, outside my window.
Where most hotels serve crabs in the dining area, Opie got his in the bed. All this and complimentary bloodstain removal. A place to hang your underwear while you sleep naked in our petri dish bed. All at the Crack Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Oh.
Ben thinks...
Any stray pubes?
Ben thinks that this hotel is used by all the hookers. The drive-by hookers that we were talking about a few weeks ago.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No doubt in my mind.
And, yeah, the W was flashing outside my window all night long.
The neon light.
Oh.
Right. He's like, I can't even get to sleep.
So then I wake up in the morning just drenched in, sweat on the mattress.
Just think if you were in there with a hooker, what they did before that, leaving all kinds of body fluids. Body fluids abound in this luxury suite.
So I go downstairs and I get the paper. And I go back upstairs, and I'm reading about us in the Post today.
Did you put the paper down on the floor so your bare feet wouldn't hit the rug?
Right. And I had to laugh because...
I have to laugh.
There's an article in the Post about Rush Limbaugh signing his contract for $250 million.
That's right.
And our big boss saying that he would have doubled his salary if he, would have called him.
I think Mel was joking, but...
And then... And then they talk about some of the Infinity properties.
Yes.
And some of the Infinity syndicated shows, and they mention the Howard Stern Show, Imus, and radio's fast-rising dynamic duo, Opie and Anthony. I'm reading this in the crack hotel this morning.
Laying in a crappy bed, covered in your own sweat.
Right.
With the light blinking outside your window. Reading how you're one of radio's dynamic duo.
Right. Up-and-coming stars. I'm like, man, I might as well just have a freaking needle in my arm. Look at this place. Oh.
Watch out for the syringe.
Oh, man. I had to laugh. I'm reading, and, there I am. That is something, man.
After signing his lucrative contract, he took off his underwear and retired. In the man batter-stained bed.
I had to rinse out the underwear first.
In front of a big mirror, who knows what's behind it? All kinds of wonderful video equipment. As you were watching the porno movie in your room, you were the porno room movie in 315.
You check the TV guide. So what's naked radio personality?
Yeah.
Let me click that. Hey.
Room service. No room service. Look at my hair. Look at I had to, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's looking, like, kind of greasy.
Yeah, because it was the hotel shampoo and not even the good
guy. Oh, no, it probably shampoo. Wasn't shampoo.
Oh. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to crank off a batch into the cream rinse bottle. That's what I said. That whore just beat me. Beat me out of my money. I'm going to get the next whore that tried to shampoo her hair. I'm going to crank off a batch right in the shampoo bottle.
Tony.
How you doing?
All right. What's up?
Yo, how come Opie, you just didn't sleep in your drawers and then free bag it today?
Yeah, why didn't you free bag it?
All right. Dude.
Why didn't you free bag it?
Any way you looked at it, though, you know, I had to take care of the undies.
Dude,
no,
they were hurting.
Dude, you could have
at least. After signing that big deal, go out today after, you know, taking a shower and borrowing a pair of underwear. You only would have had a free bag it maybe for an hour.
Hey, right.
I went to the Gap and bought a brand new shirt.
You could go to Dwayne Reed and pick up a package of underwear. You could have done that. You sleep in your underwear last night to just set up some kind of perimeter around your junk.
Do you guys understand that I could not continue wearing these underwear?
Well, I'll tell you this. I took a girl to a hotel like that one time.
They were horrific. Were they really a disaster area? Police tape around it.
Oh. You go riding through a bicycle.
What happened?
Through a puddle on your bike.
You know, it's like I'm
a little hot yesterday.
Like I'm the only one. It was a hot day yesterday. You're sweating like a pig as you're walking around and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, things happen.
Working up a lather.
Things happen.
Like the horses that pull the little wagons out here around Central Park on a hot day. They work that foam up. Well, you're working up the foam.
Well,
it must have been hundreds of dingleberries in that bed.
Just think, everyone must say that. Oh man, this is filthy. I'm gonna take my underwear off.
It was.
And you're just like, you might as well have just been, dude. You know what's going on those beds?
You know what was going on in the underpants? Butterscotch comes to mind.
Put it this way: if you walked in that room, right? Let's say you walk in the room. There's a naked man in the bed. He gets up, leaves the room. Would you lay down in that bed?
They changed the sheets.
Oh, not at that place.
Not at that place, dude.
They had a Jamaican lady, like, you know, working the floors.
How about you said the sheets didn't fit and they kept sliding off the mattress, and then you wake up and you're on bare mattress.
And
how many guys do you think that happens to?
I don't even want to think about it.
Everybody.
Very thin pillows.
Oh, the thin crack pillows.
It wasn't even a blanket. It was just a spread.
No, wait a minute. Now here comes another thing.
Spread.
Was it just one spread when you walked in the room?
Sheet spread. Under the sheet. Spread over the sheet.
There was no, like, top thing that you always throw off the bed the second you get in a hotel because those are the drunk people that just have sex instantly on that?
That was a spread.
That's what you used?
What are you going to do? I need to be covered.
Oh, my God. You have a communicable disease right now. Right now.
No.
You got to lock up your genitals in your underwear. No sign of Twato walking around in your room?
No. I just needed a room. It was late and I had a crash.
Oh.
And I'm reading about how we're the up-and-coming radio stars from my room at the crack hotel.
Great. What an image. Opie's sack frothing like a cappuccino from Starbucks. It looked like someone dropped a mochaccino in your pants.
So... there you have it.
Wow. What a paradox, huh?
Yeah, it's funny. People think we're doing so well, and it was pretty pathetic last night.
You're at the crack hotel.
Crack hotel.
Why don't you go to the Parker or something? It's right down the road.
Well, I checked out of the crack hotel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You checked out?
Yeah, I had to check out. I'm going to stay somewhere else tonight.
Oh, you're staying you're staying in tonight, too?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Check out. It's called fleeing the area.
I still got to find underwear for tomorrow, but...
You go to Dwayne Reed.
You're better off staying at Stinky's house than at that place.
With his roommate.
Hey, man, it's still better than the times I had to crash on Ben's couch.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Well, you don't know what... man. Dude, that's awful.
Dude, your couch is disgusting.
Your couch, every one of your friends that have moved from Boston have stayed on that couch, and you haven't changed the sheets on that thing. It's just as bad. Plus, you get the extra bonus when you stay with Ben. He wakes up in the middle of the night and giggles all night. And then his phone rings at 3 in the morning because one of his drunk friends is still out and wants to talk to Ben at that moment.
Funny, that's what he does.
I don't know when you sleep, Ben.
Dude, you'd have been safer just grabbing a refrigerator box and laying it in front of the station's building. Jesus Christ.
Dude, I'm serious now. Have you checked yourself for crabs? You really have to look. When we go to break, go into the bathroom. Really look around.
I would know by now.
No, you might not. Look. Please, you've got to check, because if you spread crabs throughout this studio...
spread crabs! We're the dynamic radio duo.
Just check.
The dynamic radio duo would get crabs?
Crabs are like kryptonite to the dynamic radio duo.
Sneaky's laughing at you right now. I got a better place with you.
Try explaining that STD to your girl. No, serious. I caught these scabies from a crack hotel bed, I swear.
I have no STDs and I have no crabs, thank you very
check
much.
Check for crabs. Rick, you got crabs once, right? How long did it take before you knew you had them?
Couple of days.
And if you saw early, you might see one clinging. They cling on to the hair like... they just grab on.
Well, no.
What I saw was you look down, maybe you're sitting on the bowl, and you look down at your underwear, you take a glance, you're like, what's that?
Oh, because there's all kinds of what?
Because the dead ones, after a while, they die.
Oh, they fall off into your underwear?
They fall off into your underwear.
Rick's got the crack hotel in his pants.
So you look down into your underwear, and you saw...
Like, it looked like dandruff, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
What color was it?
It was looked like onion flakes.
Oh, okay. Looked like onion flakes in your underwear. Yeah. So what did you do? You picked one up?
Yeah.
And saw it had legs.
Picked up. And you gotta look really close at it, like, oh my God, that's a bug.
And then you're like, why is there a bug in my underwear?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you look down at your area and you just saw him crawling around?
No, I just immediately pulled up my pants and went to the doctor and I had to get it, get the shampoo.
Get the shampoo. Oh, be scratching.
And you're scratching your head.
Dude, don't scratch. Oh, get in the bathroom, check.
Dude, shut up.
You never know. I'm doing it for your own protection and everyone else's. You never know in those beds. Oh, my God.
I had a slight itch.
Oh, my God. Don't scratch.
Gross.
Oh, my God.
I'm fine. But it was an interesting night, to say the least. And then reading about us in the paper while I was in that situation, I'm like, man, what the hell?
Reading about us in an article that contains like figures like 25 million and huge radio companies, and there you are in the crack hotel.
In my own sweat, naked, because I'm still waiting for my underwear to dry.
He walked in there, the crabs, like an amusement park, just sat down. Come on.
All right.
It's a flea circus.
Well, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm never sharing again. F you.
Well, you can share the stories. Just don't share anything you bring back from these rooms.
Get your balls out. Clap your ass up. Get your penis. It's today.
That could be the gayest thing I've ever heard.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
We're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Opie and Anthony, serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
Oh,
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony program. Hey there. 866-277-4WOW to get a hold of us today. Shawnee, what's up?
Yeah, Opie, didn't he carry Lysol and, in the studio and spray microphones and somebody would have a cold?
Yeah. I get sick really easily.
So you have no problem sleeping naked in some crack whore hotel?
Well, I didn't really have any choice at that point.
Sleeping naked. Wow.
You make a good point, but what else was I going to do?
Sleep fully clothed with a hood on, perhaps? I don't know.
How's that for a topper?
I hate getting stuck in the city without a fresh change of clothes. It's the worst. Oh. All right.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's
Bye.
Disgusting.
Opie?
Tracy?
Opie?
Yes, what's up?
How are you?
Pretty good.
Now, how come you went to, you didn't go to the city, but, I mean, it's like going to the gym. You always bring, like, a bag with you. Why don't you have, like, an emergency overnight bag?
Ah.
Good question.
I mean, it's like I can't leave home without something.
Hey, I at least had a toothbrush.
Well, that's good. But, I mean, what's...
That's all I had.
What's the big deal with you, like, sleeping naked? Look, no one's there to see you.
We'll keep bringing that up.
Well, look at my hair.
It's all greasy.
I washed it with soap today. I'm just
See,
a
that's
mess.
Why you need the overnight bag.
All right, I'll take that under consideration.
Now, let's talk about the possible crabs.
I don't have crabs. I've never had crabs.
Well, if you see white snowflakes, then you're in trouble.
All right, I don't have white snowflakes, okay?
I hope not for your sake and for your girl's sake.
Where are you calling from, Tracy?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Right on. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. And I don't have snow in my pants.
Did you see they released some of the sites that Chandra Levy, missing intern Chandra Levy, visited? Some of the websites
just before
her disappearance?
Yeah, go ahead.
They said a full list will be provided later. I'm just wondering because, you know, you never know when something's going to happen. And they're going to check your computer. All they have here is Amtrak. You ever go to the Amtrak website?
No, why?
Which, I don't know, that leads me to believe maybe she was going to travel, which she was. Drudge Report.
She checks out Drudge, huh?
She checks out Drudge. Of course, Drudge has it. Levy visited Drudge Report in final hours. Like he loves crap like that. It's the big headline over at Drudge Report. Southwest Airlines, another travel thing. Rock Creek Park. Wasn't that where they were checking?
Yeah.
That park? National Geographic and House Agricultural Committee's website.
Man, she was a bore.
But maybe some of the other sites. I mean, wouldn't it be cool if, you know, effing cokesluts.com was up there?
MollyRama.com.
Molly Rama. Well, that's why I was thinking, let's just check out some of the sites this computer, our in-studio computers, visit.
All right.
We got the opieanthony.com
Nice.
Board. Drudge, of course, also here. ESPN, ronandfez.net. Hardcorewebsite.net. C.com. Just
C.com.
The thing that rhymes with bunt.
Yeah.
Get the F out
That's
of
a
here.
Good one.
Big fat tees.com.
I didn't even know there was a website called BigFatTees.com.
And, wow, not much porno on ours today. What about yours?
Yeah, check out that computer.
Check out, yeah. What do you got there? Any smut?
OpieAnthony.com. Yeah. OpieAnthony.com, go ahead.
OpieAnthony.com, Drudge Report, NetworkSolutions.com, InsideRadio.com.
Any porno?
No. Well, boring stuff. Ticketmaster, eBay.
Wow.
New York Radio Message Board.
That's the best way to check out people's, you know, what they're trolling.
PGAtour.com.
Doesn't Earl have a computer? Go to the back. Check his most recent websites. Get on the phone, because I got to see. Because it's either going to be really boring or perverted as hell.
Yeah, well, Ben's running down to our black Earl's computer right now. Rachel, what's up?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Can we call you Rach or Baby Ray Ray?
Ray Ray is cool.
Ray Ray.
Whatever you want to call me.
They call you Ray Ray?
You got it.
All right.
So what's up, Ray?
I was trying to call yesterday, and my cell phone died, which is kind of a bummer because I kind of wowed, and the guy swerved off.
He swerved off?
He swerved off.
Everyone's okay, though?
Everyone's cool.
Right on. He loved your fun bags.
He did.
Where are you calling from?
Nice. I'm right outside of Philadelphia.
I'm hearing there's more and more wow signs in Philadelphia, so very cool. Thanks for helping out the Whip 'Em Out Wednesday thing, Ray.
No problem.
Cool.
Take it easy.
All right.
Bye.
And, of course, do not harass the ladies. Do not follow the ladies. Just put the wow in your car. Write wow any way you want on your car and go about your business, okay?
And it just happens.
It just happens like it did to some guy in Philly yesterday. Yes, Rick?
I just sent Steve, unofficial Steve, down there because he can pull apart anybody's computer and find out what they've been on. So he's on his way right now running down to Earl's computer.
Is he bringing all his tools?
He's just bringing his fingers. That's all he needs.
That's all he needs.
He's going to poke into his hard drive and see where he's been.
See where Earl's been. Oh, man, this could be ugly. Jason, what's going on?
Yo, Opie.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you carry around a handbag with a change of clothes, you're a fag, man.
A handbag?
Yeah, you got that lady called up and said bring a handbag full of clothes.
An overnight bag or whatever. I don't have an overnight bag, obviously. You should
see me
today.
You better not get one either.
What's wrong with having like a little duffel bag or a sports bag or something?
Just throw some clothes in the back of your trunk. You don't need no handbag to walk around with.
No, it would be nice just to have like a pair of jeans and a fresh pair of underwear and socks.
Just throw them in your trunk. You don't need to carry around a purse.
In one of the drawers of my desk. That would be nice. Maybe some deodorant.
There you go. That's perfect.
Deodorant would have been nice today. All right, Jason. Thank you.
All
right. Thanks, guys. You rule.
All right. We're going to Ben, who's down at Black Earl's computer. Ben.
You.
Hey, what's up?
I had to use a cell phone because Earl's on an important phone call, and I can't even use his phone.
Yeah.
So he's got, surprisingly, Earl's is pretty much trades and record companies and pretty safe stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wait, well, Steve's here with me. You know?
Let Steve dig
Let
deep.
Steve dig
yeah, Steve could dig.
All right. We also have a problem. Like Earl keeps trying to push us out of here, and he's freaking out as usual.
Oh, maybe he's hiding something.
Is Earl all right today?
No, I don't think so. He got really pissed when I came down here. Wouldn't let me use his phone and push me away.
What's wrong with
now
him?
I had to go get my cell phone.
All right, Steve's going to work on the computer there.
Hello.
Earl.
Hello.
Earl.
Yes.
Earl.
Yes.
Anything to hide?
I'm a little busy right now.
Who are you talking to, Earl?
I'm a potential site for Teen Car Wash.
Oh, Teen Car Wash. Look at you working hard.
Wow.
Where is this potential site for the Teen Car Wash?
I'm sorry?
Where is the potential site?
Long Island.
Long Island. We'd love to go to Long Island with some teenagers to wash some cars. All right, Earl.
I think he's lying.
Earl?
Yes.
Where is this place?
Nassau Coliseum.
Nassau Coliseum parking lot?
Hold on a minute. Yes. Woof.
What's he working? He's not working. Stop it. We know Earl doesn't work.
Ben.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing. Steve went all through the computer, Steve. Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
I've scoured Earl's computer pretty thoroughly, and he's got every record company you could possibly imagine in there several times. But, nothing insofar as lewd material, I think.
Clean?
Yeah, fairly clean. I mean, if you want, we can look on other computers and find out, you know, what everybody else has been checking out.
We know Rick has that Molly Rama.
Molly Rama.
Molly Rama.
Right. Well, I mean, if we look at Oaks and take a look at Oaks history.
He's bookmarked it.
You can take a look at mine.
Bookmarked it. That's in my favorites.
All right.
Well, let's see. We've got, I'm looking at Oaks history right now.
Hold on. I'm doing a preventive strike right now. I am doing a preventive strike before I get screwed here. I have no idea what you're going to find.
True.
But there is a lot of people that use my computer on the big desk. And, Anthony, you better back me up right this second. Yeah,
all of our computers get used by other people when we're not
there.
That's
all I'm going to say. Go ahead.
Well, there's...
With that said, go.
Okay, there's a lot of video game sites.
See, that's not me. That's not right there, that's not
that's
me.
John.
That's John. That's John.
All right.
Completely innocuous.
It's the video guy. Yeah. I do not visit video websites.
Well, we've got Backstreet Boys here.
That's not me. Dick. Not me.
That's boystomen.com.
That's not me.
Why would those be on there? Like, who is
Steve,
looking
are you
at
making a gag or is that real?
I'm looking at it right now. I'll just type in www.b. And I'm looking at Backstreet Boys. Boys to Men. Britney Spears.
Look, it's easy to, you know, go after me, but Ant knows is not true.
Right.
Rick knows is not true. I want to know who's checking out those websites on that computer.
Well, Britney Spears, you might.
Yeah. Not even Britney Spears, no.
Faggot.
No. I got the
poster. I'll type in N.
All right.
Well, okay, NJ Transit. That's New Jersey Transit. That's fine. NSYNC.com.
What, Stinky? Stinky. What is Stinky saying?
He said he thinks it's John looking at all the boy
bands. John looks at boy band sites?
Because John uses your computer more than any other computer. You leave, John's right in your seat.
Well, Stinky uses it a lot, too.
Not anymore.
He
just got his new computer.
He has his new one.
Get you on the intern in here.
Look,
man, I have no problem, you know.
John.
I have no problem going in the barrel. I just went in the barrel for 40 minutes with the crack hotel thing.
Right.
I am not taking the credit for boy bands being in my history.
John, why would boy bands be in the history on Opie's computer?
Dude, I will give you the two exact websites that I ever visit on your computer.
Ever. There's only been two.
Maybe three.
All right.
Seton Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And two video game sites. That's it. And maybe AOL to check my mail. That's all.
So that's four. How about New Jersey Transit? Check schedule.
Okay. Okay.
All right, there's
well,
five
point being,
now.
Right,
started out as two. Keep going.
Go ahead, Ben.
Dude, they're all there. This is no. I'm with there with Steve. Steve's not making any up.
I'm looking at MandyMoore.com right now.
MandyMoore.
That's good. Hope.
She's hot, but I mean,
yeah, but no, I can't even take.
I'm not going to any of these sites. Someone is going to those sites, John.
Mm-mm.
I've been set
no,
on.
It's yes. not Ra-Ra
or no. Ray-Ray or whatever her name. Rachel.
Ray-Ray.
Well, what does she want to be called? Ray-Ray?
No, it's
I've been
Rach.
Set
Rach.
On.
Someone's looking at Menudo.com as well.
Oh,
my God.
I swear to God.
Those are all boy, like boy
They're
fans.
All there. I'm not even kidding. They're all there. Backstreet Boys, all the ones that Steve says is all there.
Mm-mm.
Holy and wait, no. For the record, when I left last night, someone was on the computer.
Oh,
John. John.
Not your. I don't think I was on a computer like when you left.
John, how do you spend so much time?
John, you
if
are
you just
hold
use
on.
One
you are
sides.
Sweating, and we know you well enough. You are not telling the truth, so fess up.
What? No, I would tell you if I visited boy band sites.
Here we go. All right. Here we go.
Look,
I have no problem being in the barrel.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
All right. The office is Ben, Rick, Ant,
yeah,
myself, and Stink. Get Stinky in here.
Oh no!
We could narrow this down really quickly. Stinky,
no.
Have you ever seen anyone in this room on a boy band website? Why are you looking at John?
Oh, dude,
you are trying to cover for him?
No. I don't know what sites he goes on. I mean, he goes on some of these sites.
Not only that, dude, he stays here later than everyone.
Yeah,
he stays till like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
He usually locks up the place.
Oh, no.
Well,
here's looking at the Backstreet Boys website.
John.
What a winner.
In all fairness, someone was looking at Metallica.com a lot last night, but right below Metallica.com is MichaelJackson.com.
Holy ass. Who the...
John.
Who's going to those sites?
Look at his face. Look at his face.
Who's going to those sites?
You are busted, and you better tell us what's going on.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
I would tell you, Opie, I swear.
Oh, look at you lying.
No,
wow.
You're turning red, man.
I'm not denying that I use your computer. I'm denying boy band websites.
Dude, Ed, you just got nailed because you told me one night that Metallica's your all-time favorite band, so they're in right with the other ones you're looking at.
All right, so Metallica's your favorite band.
Sure.
See, this goes in the history of when these websites
were
looked at, and right around the Metallica is what?
Michael Jackson.
MichaelJackson.com.
MichaelJackson.com. Right after.
Oh, no. Either that or when I came in this morning, I had to go to MichaelJackson.com right away.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Oh, there's also.
Thinking? Tell Steve to check what time.
Is there a way to check the time?
Yeah, it'll take me a little bit of time, though. It might not be, let's see. My guess would be last night. Let me see if I can get it really quickly. There's also, what's Hoku online?
Hoku?
I don't know.
I don't know.
She's Don Ho's daughter. let's see. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Some of these were last night, it looks like.
At what time?
7-something p.m.
And we went out to...
There we go, okay. Definitively... Backstreet Boys was at 7:28 p.m.
That is so you!
We were gone. We were out having drinks with the boss.
Even though I don't have to prove myself, I am completely clear. I was at a cigar bar with my friend Anthony.
You have an alibi. I left in the same elevator you guys did last night.
And Rick left with us because he had a train to catch.
Yep.
Were you the only guy left in the office?
722.
Me, Ben, and Stinky, and I remember exactly. I was sitting after you.
All right, so it's either you, Ben, or Stinky that is checking out this website at 728.
And we all have computers.
Now you're a liar.
Oh, no.
We caught you, and now you're lying.
Give me the polygraph test. I didn't.
Stinky.
Oh, no.
Stinky. Steve.
Yeah.
Can you look up some more of the times? And
7:32 p.m. was RadioDisney.com.
Radio Disney?
Looking for a job? Let's see.
Oh, no.
This is getting a little uncomfortable.
Hoku is another teen pop star. She's the daughter of Don Ho.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Let's see. Just
instant feedback.
How did Steve know that?
Oh, well, at least it was a chick. Go ahead.
And let's see. I said Backstreet Boys. I said NSYNC. Yeah. There's a RickyMartin.com in here.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's tearing up my
all over MTV right now.
Oh. Come on, John, show us your moves.
Wow.
How's that for a topper?
Well, here's one that's pretty innocuous. It's Christina Aguilera's homepage.
All right. Might have visited that one, but it's all the pop stars.
Yeah. And there is 98 degrees on here as well, shortly thereafter, around 7:40.
This was all last night?
Yeah.
John, what are you going to tell us?
Well, be realistic. Am I going to go to 20 pop bands?
John, this happened last night, okay?
Sure.
Rick was gone, Ant and I. Uh-huh. We all have alibis. We were gone. When did Stinky and Ben leave?
Maybe 8:30-ish, 8 o'clock, something like that.
And they were on their computers, right?
Were you not on my computer at
7 o'clock last night?
Ben?
I had to be at a surprise birthday party at 8 o'clock on the Upper East Side. I left at 7:40.
Okay.
Easily. I had to have because I got there on time.
Stinky, when did you leave?
I left with Ben.
Oh, no.
Were you or were you not the last one to leave our office last night, John?
I'm not denying that. Yes, no. I was the last one to leave.
God. And what time was that?
I don't know, 8:30, maybe like 8:15.
Is there any websites for 8 o'clock last night, Steve?
Let me check right now. There's an Amazon. Oh, GeorgeMichael.net. There you go.
GeorgeMichael.net. GeorgeMichael.net. What the F?
Yeah, three times actually it's in there.
Three times. John, comment?
Comment, GeorgeMichael.net, comment?
Didn't know such a site existed.
No.
Man, you're not holding up well at all here. Mike, what's going on?
John, you know who this is. You best not lie to these guys because I'll kill you.
Do you know this guy?
Yeah, I know that guy.
Who is this guy?
It's one of my fraternity brothers from Seton Hall.
Yes, it is. And I've been up in your room before, and I've been in a car driving with you before, and I've changed that stuff on the radio, and you yelled at me to put it back on.
Oh, the evidence is mounting. Oh, that hurt. Oh, that's going to leave a bruise. Hurt. That's going to leave a bruise.
Yes, thank you.
I just remembered about a month ago, he told me he owns both of the Britney Spears recordings.
Oh, John.
Do you, in fact, own both Britney Spears recordings?
No, I do.
Liar.
Yeah, okay.
John, did you think that nobody was going to call up and try to find you out at all? Like, we definitely know you listen to that stuff.
You're into the pop scene.
Hey, what's not the female pop scene?
Well, not according to the history.
Not according to the history that Steve is looking at right now.
There's a lot of hits to LilBowWow.com.
Not Lil Bow Wow.
I mean, more than any other one. Jesus.
Lil Bow Wow.
Did you ever go to Lil Bow Wow's website?
No, I will deny that one as well. No.
Of course. We believe you.
Holy Toledo.
There's also, well, there's two entries for donkeylove.com as well.
Well, Opie will fess up
well,
to that.
Yeah, was mine.
Donkey right. Love. Man, John, it's not looking good for you. Gay Mark, go.
Hey, I just want to tell John that next Tuesday the new NSYNC album comes out. Don't forget.
Thanks, Marco.
Thanks, Marco.
I'll see you at Tower Records.
All right.
Friggin' fag. You want to make out or something?
Anything else, Steve?
Disney. It's just boy bands. There's O-Town. There's 98 Degrees. There's,
Man, you got to
see.
I think you got a problem, John.
Sorry, JessicaSimpson.com.
All right. Well, hey, who wouldn't go there?
I mean, some aren't that bad. There's WillaFord.com. I don't know what that is.
That's, she's a pop queen, too.
She's on Stuff this month, I think.
how would you know that, John?
I subscribe to Stuff.
But how
OTownOnline.com?
O-Town? What's O-Town, John?
I have no idea.
Yeah, right. Don't know? Right stuff.
Crystal the Supergirl.
What is that one?
Crystal the Supergirl.
Who's Crystal the Supergirl?
I honestly have never heard of. I don't know what that is.
Okay, wow. Sure.
All right. Okay. Terrific.
You're a girl.
And then right around the time that someone normal would have been on the computer, it goes back to like sci-fi.com or some video game sites or whatnot.
Yeah. See, that's not me either, man. I don't do those sites. All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's about it.
All right.
Yep.
Bye. Thank you, Steve C.
Yeah.
Computer master extraordinaire. There goes Steve from FoundryMusic.com.
What is this, Rick?
Well, it's right off the George Michael website. John, it's not looking good. You got to admit the evidence is mounting. Now, if you have a defense here, you know, let it fly now. So,
my defense then, was I or was I not? Honestly, I was sitting in Anthony's chair till I left.
You guys left.
I was sitting on the other side of Opie's computer.
He looked all happy. He was having beers, and you were on Opie's computer. You were sitting over there.
Dude,
you were. I remember when I left, I said, just make sure the fridges are filled up with beer. You go, no problem. You were on his computer. I was the only one left. I think I was the last one to leave.
John, the intern, was into the George Michael and all the pop.
You're a little bitch. That's right, you're a bitch, and I bet you'd like to suck it, wouldn't you?
Wow. Steve C. in the studio. You are like the computer master.
Well, it's just one or two places you have to know where to look, and you can pretty much track what anybody's doing.
There's someone on line 10 freaking out, wanting to know how far back the history goes.
Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, what's up?
You guys, I'm not kidding around here. How far back can you go, Steve?
Why, what do you got?
I got a lot of problems. I got to know how far back you can go.
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I was looking at stuff for about a week ago easily.
Probably. I know the history folder goes back a week. Dude.
Now, but wait, Steve, when you shut off the computer, don't you close down all your applets?
Yeah, it just goes your way.
That's right.
This is really not funny.
Just yes, John, it just goes your way.
Yeah, look at John. He's as red as his shirt right now.
Kevin, where you been going?
Mostly like Dow Jones Industrial kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But Steve, seriously,
Molly Rama. He's been on Molly Rama.
Oh man, this is like marijuana staying in your system for 30 days.
Yes, it is.
I am so dead. And can I ask Steve, when you work for like a big company, how much do the guys who run the systems, how much do they know what you're doing?
They track everything you do.
They know
when you say everything, you mean that in a generic kind of fleeting sense.
Well, I mean, it depends. From what I've witnessed myself, they can even flag certain websites. Like if there's certain porn sites they know about, and they flag them in their system. The second you hit it, it comes up in their system, and they know that you're on it.
Oh.
Guys, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
This is Kevin from Connecticut from the board, and I'm probably not going to be on anymore.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Bye, guys.
Bye. All right, John. Learned a little bit about you today, huh?
whatever.
Oh, fuck it off, dick.
No, did not.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
That's awful.
Oh, well. Get me on camera on that computer. Otherwise, no. I did not. No boy band sites. No.
Three simple words. I am gay.
Oh, no.
All right.
Yeah. Right on, John. We believe you.
Of Thanks. Course. Thanks, Opie.
Sure.
Of Great. Course.
Of course.
Hang it!
Bless you, Rick.
Thank you.
No problem.
Wow, look at this chick.
Rope swallower.
Nice. Nice.
Bone smuggler!
16.
Blood pirate.
Bless you. Oh, my God. Well, all right. No, you deny it, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Wholeheartedly. It's fine by me.
That's fine by me as well.
Okay.
And we'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show, right?
What?
Yes, Rick?
What, Ray? Nothing? All right.
Hello? Opie Anthony, can you guys hear me? Hello? This is Anthony, and I'm still on the phone. Hello?
Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Opie and Anthony.
The Robert Downey Jr. is a radio.
Right.
We can't leave anything alone. Let's hear a mother-daughter queef over the phone.
You Maybe. Pick autistic subjects.
Opie and Anthony.
Catch the best
and
of Opie and Anthony. Saturdays,
W.
11 to 3. 1027 WNEW.
Back with the Opie and Anthony show. If you want to say hi, 866-277-4WOW. Toast is on the line. Toast!
What's up, guys?
Hey.
First of all, I love you guys, but I got a funny-ass story to tell you.
Yeah.
I work for a computer network firm, and as part of our service, we monitor other people's networks. And every month, we put out a report of all the sites that their employees go to.
Oh.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That's your job?
That's my job.
To screw over employees.
Well, we actually make money out of it, because there are certain employees that I get to know, and I get to see all the crazy sites that they go to, and then some of the ones I'm friendly with kind of ask me for some money to make sure their employers don't get to see certain sites.
Really?
They
bribe you to get rid of their history?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
I've had people pay up like $50 to $100 to clear their history. Because it's crazy-ass sites. Anywhere from, like, gay porn to, like...
That would have been embarrassing.
Insane stuff.
Some gay porno sites.
It even gets worse, because the software that we run, we can actually read every email that they send out.
Man.
Whether it's on Hotmail, Yahoo, or even on their own, like, private mail servers. So anybody that's working out there, they got to be careful. You never know who's watching.
All right, Toast. Thank you.
Hey, take care, guys.
All right. That's an interesting job. You got to clear out your history folders. John, what's going on?
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
I do pretty much the same thing as the last guy I was on, but you got to really watch it. I could go into your computer and go back a month just in your browser history.
Yeah.
And on top of that, your cookie files and cache files, I could see what you did for like 6 months ago.
That's dangerous territory.
How many people right now are sweating in their cars going,
what do I do?
Oh, my God. Well,
the only problem is most firms,
yeah,
if they know what they're doing, you're not going to get to the site to begin with. If you can get to it, they probably don't know what they're doing, probably not even looking at you.
Wow.
But we run software. We can see every keystroke you type into your computer.
Wow, really?
It's insane.
I think a lot of people are freaking out right now. Thank you, John.
No problem, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. Let's go to Ben. Ben, what's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Heck, those last two guys, they were talking about being the ones monitoring.
Yeah.
I was the one who got busted.
What do you mean?
I was working for a big company, and I'd been there like 3 weeks, and all of a sudden I go to sign on one day, and I got a password box when I went on the Internet. So I asked the network guys what it was. They said, oh, your Internet got revoked. And they take me in a room, and underneath my username is every single site that I had been to in the last 3 weeks.
Ooh, nasty ones?
Oh, no, I wasn't even going to any bad stuff. It was just that they didn't like me using my time. They didn't know how long I was there. Yeah, they didn't like me using my time to, like, you know, even go to, like, ESPN or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of people at work, you know, you're supposed to be working, not hanging out on the Internet.
Yeah, but everyone takes a peek while they're working.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you know what else? I went to a Catholic university.
Yeah.
They were monitoring it, too. All of a sudden, they start taking out all the porn sites and stuff like that, and you can't even get to them.
Yeah, well, yeah, we know what that's going on, so.
Yeah, but it's not even like companies, too, you know?
Right.
Hey, I got two questions for you guys.
Go ahead, Ben.
I don't know if you can answer them, though. Are you coming to Hartford and Denver?
Not anytime soon.
All right, but like sometime in the future.
I think the next cities we're going to be in is Rochester, New York, possibly Seattle, Portland. Those are all around the corner. There's another one. Boston, yeah, supposedly.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm just
Ben.
More excited. I live one town too far north in Connecticut, and I can't get you guys at home.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be in Boston anytime soon because they did so great in the ratings today that came out. Ouch!
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch.
Yeah, wait, that's a no-brainer.
No, you don't really need us.
There.
It's obvious. Look at the ratings. You guys are doing fine without us. No problem.
Please, idiots, wake up. Joe.
Yo.
Was that too inside? Sorry. Joe, what's going on?
Not much. You guys watch the 6 Feet Under?
You know, I'm hearing great things about this show. And
last week is right up your alleys, though, with what happened last week.
Huh.
They have a gay brother, right, that runs the funeral home thing.
Yeah.
And there he is, and his brother comes home, who's straight arrow, comes in, sees him sitting on it, puts in the tape that he was watching before, and it was two cops getting on with each other, two guy cops. And he's like, you better take this, buddy. And he starts slapping him with the nightstick, and his brother's hysterical laughing at him. all right, guys.
All right, thank you.
Guys, keep it in Long Island, though, man. Forget about these other states.
We love everyone.
I know, but come on. Keep it cool. I partied with you guys too long. You guys can't leave us.
We're not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere, but you guys are leaving us. You guys are big time now, man. You guys, we're the little fishies going out.
Joe, big time, in the crack hotel.
Joe, I stayed in a crack hotel last night. I'm wearing smelly underwear that didn't dry completely out. There's still stains in them. I did, look at my hair. I washed it with soap last night.
You fudge packers. Go do it.
All right, bye. Man, we're not getting too big for anyone.
We could all get along.
I think we're bringing the teen car wash to Long Island.
We still do a ton of things, right, Ant?
Yeah.
We're no different.
Relax.
We're no different.
Check A's.
Man, this is a really strange day. We've done a lot of weird things already, and it's getting weirder. Ben, can I kind of talk about this? Actually, this is a good way to get the word out, if you think about it.
No, I will solve the problem. I'm not even worried about that.
No, but don't you want the word out that,
What?
Okay.
No, finding a different spot?
Yeah, but...
No, don't worry about that.
But there are people going to show up at...
There's a
lot
of...
That's what I mean. We could get the word out that there's a problem and that they should call either Ben or what? Who else can they call?
We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it.
All right, well, here's the deal really fast, Anthony, without boring anyone. Ben, for his birthday every year, he rents out a club, which is really cool. His birthday Sunday, right?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Thank you.
And
we're all getting together tonight to kind of celebrate Ben's birthday ahead of time.
Right.
And the club that Ben picked this year got shut down last night.
It did?
By the U.S. Marshals. And
the Marshals shut it down?
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess so. I just had someone go check it out.
No, it's weird. We were walking around getting lunch today, and you had a feeling.
I knew something.
You said to me, you're like, man, I called the club to make sure everything is on for tonight, and no one's calling me back.
Well, no, I called because I just wanted to, I had never confirmed, like, a food order from this guy, and his cell phone wasn't working.
Yeah.
The line to the place wasn't working. Neither was the fax number. I'm like, so this is messed up. So
he sent out invites. It's been on a website, you know. I mean, there were hundreds of people going to this thing tonight. And now somehow we got to get the word out that we're just moving the party somewhere else.
We'll move it. I'm not even worried about it.
Why did the Marshals close it down?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I'll tell you something. This was the weird thing. I found this place. This place was great. Great, great everything. And but I went in there a couple Thursday nights. Thursday night in Manhattan is the night to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just dead. And I'm like to the guy, I'm like, this place, you guys should get some promoters. Oh, we do fine here. We do fine here.
Uh-oh.
It was really cool. And so, go figure. I went 2 weeks in a row, Thursday night, just dead. No other people in this place.
If the Marshals shut it down, it was probably some kind of financial thing and, you know, they put the lock on the door, the big Marshall lock.
Pain in my ass.
Oh, God.
So now we're like,
this is Manhattan. We'll find something. We'll figure something out.
Well, do you want to get the word out? Tell them.
No, no, no. I already told everyone
not to go to that place, but
I saw
we'll
Billy
be going
Mack
to another place.
Yeah, we'll figure it. We'll let everyone know.
Oh, amazing. There's always something going on around here. Michael.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, and hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
First of all, that guy, I don't know what he's talking about. You guys are still totally New York, and we appreciate it. So I got a friend of mine who works in a hospital that I met when I was doing some building control systems. He's got a program on the hospital computer that records every keystroke when somebody logs in. A, B, numbers, everything.
Right.
Picks up the password from one of the little medical students, one of these little 22-year-old honeys learning to be doctors. Logs in on AOL, picks up her email. She's got a boyfriend from out of state somewhere who's emailing her MPEG files of her deep-throating him. So he picks this up, and he's giving me these files on disk. And let me tell you, she didn't look that good in the medical jacket, but, man, she knows something about endoscopy, I can tell you.
So, wow.
Anyway, you guys suck. Take it easy.
Videos of her having sex.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know, too. You erase files. You know, you drop them into your little wastebasket and erase your and empty your wastebasket. It's still on the hard drive.
Yeah.
It's still right there. It didn't go anywhere. It just leaves that part of the hard drive open to be written on top of. But for until that happens, you could still recover pictures, files, whatever. So that's another little tidbit of information.
Rod, what's going on?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey.
A couple of minutes after Steve went into the computer over there to start checking things out,
yeah.
I get a call on my cell phone. It's the president of the company. He wants to talk to me in the morning about how people can possibly get in and kinds of things he's done. Who do you think's getting a raise tomorrow?
You are, Rod. Bribe him. Take him for all he's worth.
Damn right. There shall be some extortion tomorrow.
And make sure he gets a 4-foot pen.
Oh, and then I'll distribute
every
incident.
You sign your new deal. All right, Rod.
Later on, guys.
Bye. We got a New York City Marshal on the line. Glenn.
Yeah, how you doing, fellas? They probably got shut down at the birthday party club there because they didn't have a cabaret license. You can't drink, serve alcohol, and have dancing in the same exact club.
Well, they haven't done it yet. They closed it down before the party.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They probably done it the night before. They closed them down for that. You know, I didn't want you to think there was a drug deal going on because I work in Manhattan with the sheriff's department. And they go down there, they do it all the time. If you're dancing and serving drinks, closed.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big fine. You got to have what's called a cabaret license.
Yeah, but basically, you know, Ben just tells people to go to, you know, a certain bar. They don't actually close it down. Yeah.
Well, my friend's got a club over in Manhattan. If you guys want to float over there, it's right around the corner from you guys. I'll give him a call and tell him you're coming in.
Well, Ben's got to figure it all out.
You have more than 400 people because that's all he could hold.
Ben's going to figure it out. Thanks,
Ben. Okay, fellas. Yeah.
Appreciate it, though.
No problem.
Don't worry about it.
You all right, Ben?
I'm fine. Dude, this is Manhattan. I will be just fine. I will just drink twice as much as I was going to drink earlier, which is a lot anyway. But we'll figure it out. I'm not worried about it. But it wasn't, by the way, this place wasn't a dancing type of place. It was,
No.
Okay. We should take another break so we could catch up here, Anthony.
All right. We should discuss Sex for Sam. That's right around the corner. And the Man Boob Contest right around the corner.
All right.
Teen Car Wash and Wow Stock, a couple other things that we have lots going on in this radio show. But next week we'll do Man Boobs. And I think next week we do Sex for Sam, too, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, wait till you hear about this.
Details next.
You guys have deteriorated to beyond belief right now.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Thank you.
Hour by Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
This is really good ice cream. You want some of it? Oh, my bad. I didn't know you were lactose intolerant. Makes your ass gas, frightens off the girl's way. Only friends you keep are those you pay. Always on the ready for the wax snack attack. I carry sandwiches around in a straight-head style dance park backpack. Got the gadgets you can't bomb. Control your mind. You can jump in a pond. Go quack, quack. Snap your arms. Leave you confused but completely unarmed.
We're back with the O&A show. Watch. Careful with that mic. Love this freaking tune, man. Trying to get through to the show. We got some free phone lines at 877-692-1027. Told you, free phone lines. Robin, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Hi, Opie. Please say hello to me, Opie. I love you.
Oh, there you go, Elf.
You are excellent. I have to tell you, when I listen to you, I diddle myself. You are excellent.
A little diddle.
You diddle, huh?
I diddle.
You diddle the fiddle.
Hoo-hoo, Robin.
A little bit.
Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Say something sweet to me, Opie.
Well, I smell today. I washed my hair with hotel soap.
No, that's not what I want to hear.
And my
no.
underwear looks like a used shoeshine rag because I'm wearing the same underwear from yesterday. And that's all true.
Oh, that's...
And my feet stink really, really bad.
That's not what I want to hear.
There was nothing I could do with my socks today. Nothing whatsoever.
You didn't even wash your socks?
No, I was too busy trying to scrub out my underwear.
You couldn't go buy socks and underwear?
Am I still hot, Robin?
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, Anthony, why don't you say something sweet to me?
No, you're like Opie. Let her rip.
In all honesty, do you have any deodorant?
There's some on the back desk.
Really? I could use it.
Anthony, help him out a bit.
Go ahead. Who am I?
All right, Ron. Well, thank you for the compliment, but it's just not happening today, man.
All right. Maybe I'll call back again. I'll try another day.
All right.
You're cleaner.
Yeah, call when I shower.
Okay.
All right, bye.
There she goes. She got the blow off. Holy jeez. You completely blew her off.
I smell and look like crap. Our buddy, our pal, Jay Moore. Jay!
Opie, you say something nice. I want to flick my bean. I want to play a little DJ Kid Capri three knuckles shuffle on the little man in the boat. Could you say something about your feet? Yo, shoe shine rag. That was strong, money. I never heard that one.
That's a great one.
That's fantastic. What's up, Ant?
How you doing, Jay?
And then that hua is like, okay, Anthony, then you say something nice to me.
Hey, Jay, can I tell you something right off the bat?
What?
I don't even know if it's out on newsstands yet, but you and Penthouse, strong.
Yeah, money.
Strong.
Very nice.
There's no O&A reference, though. I was a little bummed out, but I'll take it.
Hey, we do our own references these days.
You're so global.
Nice swinging picture with the martini glass there and the little shaker.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be hi, ladies. How you doing?
That's what you look like. Hey, could I get you some?
We're on the road to romance. Not safe to say. Don't spill on the rug, honey.
So is this out yet in Penthouse, or do we get an advance copy?
You got an advance copy.
It's
when did Penthouse show Insertion?
Oh, they've been doing that for a while, man.
Dude,
man.
I'm flipping through to show, like, my friend, this girl that's, like, works with my wife and I, and I'm just flipping through. All of a sudden, it looks like a man coming out of a manhole. Like, he's coming out, Norton.
Yeah,
like, what the hell is this? That's not my page, but let's stay for a minute and look at it.
No, what happened? They got to compete with the internet. So, yeah, you'll see all that stuff now.
How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Good, man.
Well, how many cities is it up to now?
We're losing track really fast. No, it's, I think, 8.
Anything I can plug? What, any cities I'm playing?
We added San Francisco. We're in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Sacramento.
On a fine station called KXOA.
What, is Chris Webber leaving Sacramento? What is? Dick?
Huh? What?
Is Chris Webber going to leave Sacramento?
I didn't think he was leaving at all.
What a dick.
He's staying.
He should stay. They got Bibby from Vancouver.
He's staying, and it's a good move, my friend.
Oh, it's printed that he's staying?
They're hinting at that today in the paper, that they're going to make an announcement any day. Maybe someone in Sacramento could help us out with that, but the agent basically saying he's staying put.
Hey, Aunt, you want to hear a good Hollywood story?
Yeah, I love the Hollywood stories.
I'm at a dinner party up in the Hollywood Hills. Dressed as casual.
Yeah.
I show up, and it's like Lawrence Bender, who did, like, Reservoir Dogs, and, like, Quentin Tarantino. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is, like, so Hollywood and gay. And then I just sat, and I waited for everybody to get drunk, and then I started doing, like, Keitel for Tarantino.
Oh, did he like it?
Yeah, he was drunk. He was like, dude, it's a murder! I was doing, like, Pacino impressions and telling him it was Seinfeld. He was buying it.
Is he going to put you in a movie or something?
Oh, I don't know. He was actually nice, and he was kind of cool, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just went, you know, I'm rubbing elbows out here,
I like
know?
The name drop there. Tarantino's a good name drop.
That is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Trying to make these things, trying to get shows on the air so you guys can come on it.
You're in Hollywood Hills, and last night I spent the night in a crack hotel.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, what were you doing in the hotel?
Well, we finally signed our contract last night, so we went out to a little cigar bar.
$300 million for 1 year?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're
doing. As reported by the Post.
And, you know, I was getting late, so I said, what the F, got to stay in the city. And where I usually stay was booked, so I went to a crack hotel.
Nice.
Because it was close.
It was close.
Convenient.
I had no change of clothes. I did have a toothbrush, and that was about it.
Yeah.
The trick is to wash your butt in the sink and you ditch the underwear.
Is that it? There's a lot of
See,
schools
you put
of thought here.
Two bars of soap in your shoes,
Jay,
the night before.
All right, Jay, I know you can't.
Oh, that's a good one,
Jay. I know. All right, I know you haven't been listening to the show. Tell me what I should have done, because I think I played it perfectly. Okay, I'll give you the details really
Why
fast.
Why couldn't you shower?
No, the shower was no problem. I'll tell you what the deal was. All right, I'm in the crack hotel. I have no clothes except the ones I'm wearing, and I got to wear them again tomorrow.
Dude, that's me every day.
All right, Jay Moore. What do? You have no extra underwear. You have no extra socks.
How do you sleep? How do you deal with your clothes?
The shirt, nice.
You take the two, you ask for extra soap. You get the two bars of soap. You put one bar of soap in each shoe. Then put one bar of soap in each, unwrap it, dummy. Then you put a bar of soap in each sock. You wash the crack in the sink. You ditch the underpants. You get yourself in third gear, angle it down to the side. You can pinch it during the day, get a nice flow going. People will be impressed, and you're out and you're going. And your feet smell like soap.
So you completely ditch the underwear.
What do I need underwear for?
Wait a minute. What do you do?
It's like a speed bump before I get skull.
What do you do? There's a crappy, like, disgusting room, and the bed is disgusting. How do you?
Top of the blankies. How tired are you?
No.
They'd say the bedspread is the worst.
The bedspread's the worst thing. That's where people just come in drunk and F. They don't even take the sheets down.
See, Jay, I don't like sleeping naked. Felt like I had to sleep naked last night.
See, I'm thinking
I had to keep the clothes fresh.
Kept the underwear on while he slept to keep any mites or anything away from his junk and not having your junk laying somewhere where some crack whore's gap was.
Gap. How about when you call a hotel, Ant? Like, Ant, if you called, like, for Opie last night,
yeah.
They'd be like, is he a guest at the hotel?
They always ask, is he a guest? No, he's driving by.
You flag him down.
I think he's in a cab. He's in some kind of vague sedan.
Right.
It's either him or him and a bunch of people in a vague sedan. Go get him!
Yeah, give me a
I'll be right back. Please hold.
Is he a guest?
And you get that nice hotel hold music. You got to know when to hold them. When to hold them! Right, this is a rock and crack hotel.
All right, Jay. I want to go to back to the penthouse interview really, really fast, because I think there's more to this one question, and it's a good preview. You know, we'll send a lot of people to the newsstands and pick up this article to read the rest. But there's a question they ask you: what was your scariest run-in with the law? You got to explain that further.
I got a actually that's not my scariest one. It's the one I thought of when he asked me.
Right.
So the one in the article was I got a DUI when I was 17.
Right.
In Cedar Grove, New Jersey. People right now are honking their horns. That's right!
Oh, I'm right
there. It was the night before my birthday. I was 17 years old. It was literally like 11:30 before my 18th birthday. And I remember just sitting there tanked, in the tank, hammered, going, dude, check it out. You wait a half hour, you don't have to call my parents. Why don't we just sit around? Take it nice and easy, and you can try me as an adult, and I'll tell them I'm going back to my roots on the bus. I was actually just a drunk 17-year-old. Like, I mean, come on, who can lie better than me? I'm sitting there looking at the cop. Dude, half hour.
Half hour, and I'm an adult.
That's
help,
a cup
help
of
me
coffee
out.
And a trip to the restroom. You know, come on, man.
Help me out.
How'd you get nailed?
I was like, I had 10% blood in my alcohol. I was so drunk, I'm lucky I didn't kill somebody.
Wow. Really? And what, were you just weaving all over?
Dude, I felt like I was underwater. I have no... it's a miracle I was alive at that point.
Wow.
One of the best things that ever happened to me.
So you live and learn.
Plus, you meet a lot of cool chicks on the bus on the way to Montclair to work at J.B. Winberry's restaurant.
What is the scariest run-in?
I got pulled over with my sister. My license was expired. She couldn't drive, so I was driving her home. We were at, like, a big family party. It's like 3 years ago. And we were on 287 in Jersey, like, in the middle of nowhere. And this cop pulls us over, and he's like, you guys been drinking tonight? I'm like, no, I haven't. She has. I'm driving because she's, you know, I'm being responsible, officer. He's like, you know, your license is suspended? I'm like, yeah, but, I mean, what do you want me to do? I don't want my sister to, like, kill people. And, you know, so the guy takes me out of the car and, like, takes me to the back. And he goes, so, you know your license is suspended. And, like, totally normal and cool. I just go, you know, I just don't want my sister to, you know, injure anyone, including yourself. Is there any way you can cut us a break? And the guy takes his flashlight and lifts it up like a bat and goes, you're lucky I don't hold your ass in jail right now, buddy. I'll brain you. Right here, I'll brain you.
I'll brain you?
I'll brain you with, like, that big cop flashlight that would kill you.
Oh, like 20D batteries in it.
Oh, my God. No, this thing was plugged up to the car. He had it plugged into the grill of the car. Right in the logo, Caprice Classic. Man, that guy, I got the chills.
Yeah.
So then what happened?
Right, just performed on him and he let us go. He made my sister drive us home.
And she was drinking.
She was tanked.
Yeah, but back then, that's what they did.
They're like, you got a suspended license, and you can't close your mouth.
There was a time.
Ever get so drunk you can't close your mouth?
No.
No.
You ever saw mouth breathers like Ewing, Patrick Ewing? He just walks around with his mouth hanging open.
Mouth breathers.
Like, you ever see Shaq when he runs up the court, his lip bounces up and down because he can't close his mouth? You know mouth breathers. I think he's a mouth breather. Mouth breather.
All right, so you're so drunk, your mouth's just hanging open.
Yeah, you're just an idiot. It looks like a cash register drawer hanging open.
Adrian wants in with Jay Moore. Adrian.
Hello.
What's up? What's up, Adrian?
I've been listening to you guys since you the first time when you played What Really Happened in Boston on that April Fool's thing.
Yeah.
You guys have actually... I was listening to you guys for a long time, and not that you ever were unfunny, but since you got syndicated, I got to say... You guys have been even funnier than you were before.
Look at that. Thank you, Adrian.
Adrian, you want to know why that is?
Why is that, Jay?
Because some guys know when to step it up, honey.
That's right.
That's right.
The pressure on.
Two types of boys when you're growing up. Guys that can climb a fence and guys that slow the whole party down.
That's right.
Yeah.
You two are some Puerto Rican fence climbers right here.
Well, gotta run with the big dogs, Naughton.
We knew the new cities weren't gonna cut us a break.
Right.
Like, New York knows that, you know, if we suck for three or four shows in a row, we'll come back with something strong like blind boxing. But the other cities don't know that yet.
Right.
You know, well, we suck, and they go, well, that's it. They suck. I'm going to go listen to some classic rock now.
Blind boxing.
Oh, Jay.
Oh, Jay.
He hasn't been around. When are you guys going to do
all right,
this?
Adrian, all right, yeah, say what you want, and then we got to explain something to Jay. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, it sounds terrible, and I feel bad saying it because I'm a woman, but I'm, you know, you can be proud of those. But how about having one-breasted wet T-shirt contest for women who had mastectomies?
Get off.
Oh, my God.
Well,
That's nothing to be ashamed of. There are a lot of women. I saw in a tattoo book a woman who had one removed, and she was still proud of her body, and she had the whole side.
Well, how about it, ladies?
With beautiful roses.
Okay. Adrian, we're hearing you. We're going to just throw it out there and see if anything sticks.
Oh, my God.
Ladies with one breast, would you be interested in a wet T-shirt contest? That's all. We'll see if they call, all right?
Adrian, I got another contest for you, for nobody else.
Me.
All right, Adrian, thank
you.
Wait,
I can feel it.
Bye.
That's all right. Hold on. Get rid of her. Back to Jay.
Wow. Well, yeah.
Jay,
all right.
Jay, you haven't been around in a while. Hold on. Hold on. They will dump out of that.
Oh, really?
I don't want
it to be like last time I called.
No, it's okay. We did.
So there's one thing on the dump sheet for me.
We did blind boxing. And it was un-effing believable.
Two guys, completely blind, put on the boxing equipment, got into the ring we set up. Well, okay. Actually, it was just
tape. I'm sure that was a great rickety little ring you had, Anthony.
It was just a taped-off square area.
It might look like the backyard on the Little Rascals.
That's what it was.
That was better.
My hair.
One guy popped his eyes out to prove that he was blind.
Two fake eyes.
And know who told us to do that was the other blind guy. Like, he was trusting us. He goes, hey, man, how do I know that you didn't bring a guy that could see and he's just going to kick my ass?
Yo, that's hilarious. What a great trick to play on an annoying blind guy.
Yeah, you just tell him you set up a blind boxing match and have the one guy have sight.
He's bringing Roberto Duran.
So
he's available, trust me.
The one guy just pops.
Beyond the glory.
Yeah. The one guy pops both of his eyes out, and the other guy was satisfied, and they went at it.
Jay, the best part of the whole thing is we got video of it. You can go to, like, foundrymusic.com and check it out. They are walking. The bell rings. They're walking next to each other, like side by side, punching at the air. Another one, they were walking single file. Single file.
Jay, this tape is...
Oh, God.
This tape is priceless.
Than naked chicks.
We could sell hundreds of thousands of this tape. It's priceless.
Why don't you?
You know.
I know you need the money.
Nah, we throw it on the website for free.
Before that, we did one-legged boxing. We had two guys come in, two
hopping
legs
around.
Between the both of them. And, yeah, hopping around. One guy was a real bruiser, and he just kicked the other guy's ass. It was
great.
What
about one-legged kickboxing?
Yeah, we wanted to have a one-legged ass-kicking contest, but
how about wheelchair boxing?
We're doing wheelchair jousting.
Wheelchair jousting.
You don't have enough room. You're gonna have to rent out Chelsea Piers, make an event.
We got the hallway. It's kind of long for a joust.
Wheelchair jousting will happen, but the thing with the blind boxing, we thought we were all just having fun. One of the guys calls us the next day. Ready for this, Jay?
Yeah.
Four cracked ribs, bruised
spleen,
bruised kidney, and bruised spleen.
He got hit by a blind guy.
He was hard.
Yeah, blood.
Pussy, suck it up.
This blind Matt was doing body blows over and over again. Four cracked ribs.
You guys play Knockout Kings on PlayStation?
No.
My man, Jay Moore is the ranked
king?
Number one right now.
Well, we're going to have to get that one for the office.
You could be Opie and you could be Anthony, and you just punch the crap out of each other. And Mills Lane's the referee. Michael Buffer's the announcer. You fight. If Ernie Shavers is champ, you fight Ernie Shavers. It's all the boxers ever. They all signed off on this game.
Yeah. How does that Michael Buffer make so much money out of Let's Get Ready to Rumble?
I don't know, because he you know what, he's smart. He's got like 10 lawsuits going all the time.
Oh, if you say it like in a closed closet somewhere, a lawyer will serve you. The guy's amazing.
Say it to a hooker, a cop pulls you over. All right, baby, summons. Let's get ready to rumble. Woo! Get out of the car, please.
Michael Buffer, police!
He's got two versions, the short one for $100,000 and the long one for $300,000. Did you know that?
Where he stretches
no,
it
this
out?
No, this is true.
No, yeah, stop it.
I can't say it.
Yeah.
I can't even say it. He'll come after me, and I'll have to punch him in his stiff hair.
Yeah, he'll do the short version for less money.
And the rumble goes, like, real long till he's out of breath, and that's the big money one?
I can't say it, but basically here's the difference. What? And then that's the short one, and then the long one would be like,
oh, I got it.
You know, like that.
Cha-ching.
Let me go to
nice.
April and Amy. They want in. April.
Oh,
April. April.
Hello?
April and Amy.
Yes?
What's up? You're on the radio with Jay Moore.
With who?
Jay Moore. The great Jay Moore.
Jay Moore, Opie and Anthony, yes.
Oh, Opie and Anthony? We love you.
Where are you girls from?
We're from Jersey.
Yeah?
I'm from Jersey.
Are you really?
Do you love the Jay Moore, too?
Yeah, I guess.
He was in. Oh, he was.
I don't know who I am.
He was in
Black River.
I was
going to
say, he was in Black River. Black River. Did you see Jerry Maguire?
April, I can't hear him.
April, do you hear? All right, I'm going to hang out. Those girls are just not getting it done.
I'm trying to work it for you, Jay. Jerry Maguire, for God's sake.
All right, man. Dude, did you see Black River?
It's
like an episode of Knight Rider. The laser beams coming out of the sky. I was expecting that Trans Am to be like, Jay, let's get out of Black River.
Jay, we're in trouble.
Michael, my carburetor is overheating. You should put out an album for German people. You saw Black River?
Yeah, I was in a restaurant, and they had a TV up in the corner. And I look up and go, holy crap, Jay's on TV. And then I remembered it was Black River. Yet when you're running and the laser beams are coming out of the sky, I was like, what's Jay doing, man?
Jay was making money.
Jay,
but
God
I didn't do it for the money. I thought it was going to be a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I made great, great, great friends up in Vancouver. It's just, you know, on paper, you don't know what the laser beam's going to look like coming out of the sky. You don't know what it's going to look like an episode of, you know...
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but Jay,
find
but Jay, you
really
were standing
cool
there.
You.
By your command.
Jay, what you were standing there like... looking straight up at the laser beam, screaming at it. That was hilarious.
Hey, you know why I did that, Rick?
Why?
I'm a company man, and that's what they told me to do.
There you go.
Look at that.
Hey. And I said, you know what? You flew me up here. You paid me. The least I could do is look up at your laser beam and yell at it. And then I'm going to go... try to bang the chick that stands outside my trailer. Whose job it is to make sure no one wakes me up from my little nap. Black River.
Oh, I'm living the life, man.
Dude, I got Eddie Murphy and Pacino coming out right behind those.
Yeah, when is that happening?
Who knows? I think Pacino's coming out right before, like, the Academy Award stuff, so I can be qualified.
What are you doing that Eddie Murphy movie? That's that space one, right?
Yeah, that's done. We got to reshoot a scene, Eddie and I.
What do you do?
What do I do in it?
Like, who are you?
I play like Frank Sinatra.
Oh, you're like a Sinatra guy. No laser beams, Rick. Jared.
Yeah.
You're on with Jay Moore.
How's it going, Jay?
What's up, brother?
Nothing much. Just want to say your money. And it's that you're from Jersey. And what's going on, Open Anthony? I got an idea.
Yeah.
What's up?
How about midget boxing?
Well, we got
the midget's a little cliche at this point.
Yeah, we want people that have physical disabilities. We're not going to beat blind boxing, so we got to come up with other little things.
Yeah, the blind boxing was very good.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, did you? What's this kid's name?
Jared.
Jared.
Yeah.
Like from Subway.
Yeah. I hate that guy, man. I'll fight that guy in your studio. For free.
You know what? I think we got a challenge right there. Let's bring
challenge
yourself,
that
gentlemen.
Guy.
Fat Jared from Subway versus Jared. The Battle of Jareds. One didn't lose all the weight on the Subway. 6 grams of fat per delicious
I'll
sandwich.
I'll hit him so hard pounds will be falling off from left and right.
You gotta watch this boxing match. You're simply not calling.
You call him, get a hold of him, I'll fight him any day.
Boxing.
Be dialing. Thank you, Jared.
Thank
You're
you very much.
It. Get away. Roger Maris is coughing. Garage.
I can't believe they let that guy go.
Whatever, man.
Don West rocked on the TV show where he was giving away all the sports memorabilia.
You want to know what Frost, my man Frosty, called up once. He said, JJ, watch this. The guy's going to lose his mind. It's like really late. We're hanging around the apartment. And he calls just like the switchboard operator. They're giving out like packs of like 82, just the whole box of cards.
Start your own card store.
Start your own card. Let Adam McGuire rookie.
He loses his mind. I love it.
So my friend Frosty calls and tells just like the operator.
Yeah.
And says, yeah, I got this box last night, and I had 3 Maguire rookie cards in my box. I swear to God, 45 seconds. They must have had a ticker tape, teletape machine there. The guy's like, hold the phone. Just got a call from Matt Frost. What the box? Not 1. Not 2. 3 Maguire rookie cards. People, you never know. Be dialing.
You never know what's going to be in these boxes.
Open this box. It's a hairpiece tied up with some rubber bands around it. You lose. But you got to call. I like when he was the pimp that you did, Anthony.
Huh?
I got Korean bitches.
Oh, we could do the virgin bit. Get the virgin bit as we go to break.
See that?
Look at you helping us out. Steve, what's up?
Yo, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Great.
In the house.
Hey, man, I'm calling from Philadelphia. I just want to say you guys rock.
Thank you.
You guys are really awesome. And Jay Moore, I want to know if you ever did Christopher Walken when you got pulled over by the police officer.
I told him, look, let's not fool around. I'm Blotto. It's time for you to take me away.
Oh, man. You're too much, Jay Moore. You rock. You guys suck.
Philly rocks.
Thanks, man.
Props to Philly.
Hell yeah.
All right, gentlemen, that's what's going on in my life.
Bravo.
Hey, did you see the Pete Rose Beyond the Glory?
Yes.
How awesome was that?
It was real. I love Beyond the Glory.
He's just saying that to get back in baseball. He's just saying that.
Yeah, they are so obsessed with Pete Rose.
Here's my thing. I'll leave you guys with this on Pete Rose. I used to always say, screw him. He doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame because he didn't act in the best interest of baseball.
Yeah.
But then I have to think to myself, by omitting him from the Hall of Fame, is Bud Selig and the baseball gods, are they acting in the best interest of baseball? And the answer is no, so you got to put them in.
Bravo. Look at Jay Moore editorializing behind the glory.
I'm going to go bang the housekeepers. I'll see you guys later.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Jay Moore, good friend of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, just a good friend.
We're trying to find the virgin bit. We don't have the virgin bit.
Got to find it quickly. Give me 3 minutes on the clock.
All right, well, we can play it after break, I guess.
Yeah, we can do that.
We'll do that.
Obie and Anthony.
I can't stomach them.
We can't let these people reproduce.
Obviously, no class.
In the toilet. They'll never work in this town again.
Disgusting.
How do they let this on the air?
We suck. Everyone hates us.
Child.
The Obie and Anthony Show.
Catch the best of Obie and Anthony. Saturdays, 11 to 3. 1027 WNEW.
Don't you tell me to smile. You stick around and make you put your wild. Let no one be on what you can tell. Maybe it's because I'm so versatile. Sound profile. I said, it always makes me mad when I hear oops sound. From the hunts you never have to the now. I brought the marathon to the very last mile. Well, if you battle me, I'll feel profile.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Some free phone lines available at 877-692-1027. It's like a telethon, this show. Hey, we got some free phone lines. Call now. I got to go to Jason real fast here.
All right.
He may have a good idea for the show. Jason, what's up?
You went to Tim.
All right, Ed. Hold on. Jason.
Oh, and
hey.
Hey. Hey, man.
What's going on, guys?
What up?
Fun.
Welcome to Philly. We love you down here.
Oh, thank you.
Got a great idea for you.
Okay.
Tourette's Karaoke.
Tourette's Karaoke.
Nice.
Tourette's Karaoke.
Nice.
Oh, but we need someone with, like, severe Tourette's.
Imagine someone with Tourette's singing, like, a love song and just losing it.
Yeah. I like the idea, Jason.
All right. Glad to hear it. So what do we do to move forward with it?
Like that Gwyneth Paltrow karaoke movie. You could sing the same song Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis sang. Didn't you hear that one? You didn't see that god-awful movie? When I was on the cruise, they were playing it in the rooms.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, it was on in the background. Oh, God, I just hung myself. I know. Okay, let the abuse start. Go ahead. I'm not even going to... I won't even defend myself.
You watched that faggot movie, faggot.
What movie was it? I don't even remember the name of it. I swear to God. It was
yeah, I didn't watch it. Was it raining that day?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pouring rain. And I'm screwed. What did I do?
We should say that Jim Brewer's here.
Brewer, faggot.
He had so much fun the other day. He said, what the hell,
yeah,
I'm
I
coming
never
back.
So hard in my life.
Wasn't that fun? The whooping monkeys killed me. Oh, yeah, I'm pissed the other day,
that
man.
Was
a lot
jackass
of fun.
Jackass rocking on. Man.
Yeah.
Noah's the line of the day. That was just the throwaway line.
Which one?
Was you just saying, hey, let's go smoke some dope and talk about aliens.
No, is it? There was one caller. It's just really funny.
A lot of callers say funny things, man. We listened back to some of that show. We were just like, my God, were we on dope?
I've got a good idea for your show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why don't you get drunker than hell and find yourself a damn Mexican, suit him up in the whole armor and gear, invite him to your little duty hell for your kid. Maybe it's a bar mitzvah, whatever you people do.
Yeah.
But you have him over, and about three beers into it, you'll punch him right in the forehead. Now, damn, isn't that not entertainment? This is America. You better wake up, hotshot.
You know what
Where's
we have? You know, we've given up on the bell at this point.
The movie Duets.
Duets.
It's called Duets.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
You didn't pay for
it. Look, no, it was part of the closed circuit television. It was either that or watch How the Ship Works 800 times again.
What are you doing in the cabin?
It was we were en route.
Yeah.
We were en route to the next.
The cabin's like the size of a pee hole.
Not the one he decided to. I said, you know something? I said I probably will not go on another cruise.
He doesn't
again
have a bank
anymore because
he laid it out.
Where'd you go? When this was recently?
This was like in April. I took the Royal Caribbean and got one of those rooms. They only have like 10 of them on the whole
with
ship.
Your own little
the balcony out front, so banging on the balcony. That's nice. Nice. No, they got the balcony out front.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really
got,
nice.
I got cabin fever in that thing.
Yeah?
I did one of the same things with the balcony. Brought way too much ganj. Next thing you know, I was just hanging out on the thing with a friend going, if we jumped, you think you'd make it to land?
No way.
I swear to my mother. And he goes, dude, I would totally make it. I go,
where are you,
dick?
You're not making
first of all,
it?
You get... There's no way. He goes, what about you, Chubby? Call me Chubby. I go, I would definitely make it better than you. And he goes, dick, I played basketball in high school.
what a retarded conversation. You'd both be dead.
And we fought for like 20 minutes over this.
We're
ready to go to blows over this.
First of all, you have to decide which direction am I going to, you know, go for.
Right.
You have no clue. You don't
There's
see
no
the land.
Land anyway. You'd just be bobbing out there, help, and then just drown and be
Remember
dead.
Remember that story a few years back? A guy fell off one of those warships or something?
Yeah.
And he was out in the middle of the ocean seeing the ship just disappearing.
Fell off an aircraft carrier.
And no one knew that he fell off. This was, I think, on 22. Huge story.
So
can you imagine falling in the middle of the ocean off an aircraft carrier, and now you see the boat just taking off, and you're like, holy S, they have no clue I'm not on
I'm
that
screwed.
Boat.
I'm screwed.
It was like the middle of the night. Right. And what a feeling. And then it turns out, like, just... lucky a fisherman or somebody you know happened to find him. It was complete,
you know what happened. Cruise, I had to take a late flight to get to Puerto Rico where the boat left from, so my whole family went. My brother, sister, mother, everything. So they're like, he's not gonna make it. My mother, the son of a bitch, he's
you got this 7 hours
all day with my mother and Sal, you know. Ro, come on, Ro, I got the bags. And they're saying there's no way you can make it because it takes me and Sal. And I'm just thinking, it's you and Sal. Like, what? Slow. Like, you know, they're in their 60s, so.
Sal, come on.
Yeah,
we've
yeah.
We've been 4 hours.
Well, I got to go to the bathroom first. You know, me and my girlfriend are just, like, sprinting, you know. And I know we're going to be close, but we'll make it as long as the flights aren't late.
Right.
So I finally get there on the boat a half hour or an hour before it's going to leave, which, you know, I'm on. I made it.
You're there.
And my mom's still like, cut me a little cloak. Still got to give it to me. My brother, who now have the cabins in the bilge, No, the real small ones are over who's room now, because it's paid for. They're fighting over who's going to get my room. Like, they're if I miss. I'm like, sorry,
family
I'm here.
Rules,
had to make it, dick.
Well, if you made it on time, faggot, then I wouldn't have claimed it. So it's mine. My bag's already down.
Yeah, I already put my bags in.
So, you know, it's your problem.
Hey, should we invite the Ricans and the Jamaicans into the studio?
Oh,
now,
Jesus.
Hold on a second. You did not tell me we'd be dealing with that today. I am not ready for a situation where we got...
We have, like,
Oh, for
it's like,
out.
It's the rainbow
here.
Wow.
Not Earl. Earl's the white guy.
Bobby Bonilla.
Yes. Bobby Bonilla.
What's up, Bobby?
Well, let's get Jamaican Mike in here.
Yeah.
And Puerto Rican.
Angel is angry Puerto Rican. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Serious.
He just got out of jail.
He just got out of jail for protesting the bombing of Vieques in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah. That's
here he comes. This guy is hardcore Puerto Rican, man.
Look.
He doesn't even want to shake hands with the white guy.
I've never seen a whiter person than this dude.
Jim Brewer? Do you think Jim Brewer is really white?
Talk about Casper.
He's Wonder Bread, yo.
Big time.
Welcome back to the free world, man. You were in jail.
What happened, Hammer? Well,
what'd you do?
Look at him with his Puerto Rican hat on. He's got his Puerto Rican flag.
Drinking his Corona. Look, he's got to put the Puerto Rican flag over the mic.
That? Why you got to say that for?
How long were you in jail for, Angel?
Why are you bending over like this?
Shut up, Deke.
Right. How long were you in jail?
About 6 months, because I couldn't afford the bail.
6 months? What was bail to get out of jail there?
$3.
Oh, man, sure. I love when Whitey snaps on us.
How much was bail, though, to get out? You were protesting. You were on a restricted area. What happened?
Well, I went over there with a group of people protesting with the situation that, you know, Whitey's blowing up my country.
What?
So, you know.
We got to practice dropping bombs somewhere.
Why on my island? Why don't you do it in Long Island? Right?
What, Long Island? All right, we'll do it over Wyandotte.
Yeah, no argument here.
We'll do it over Brentwood.
Right, if we can take out Brentwood and Wyandotte, sure. Why not?
Why don't you represent?
He's Jamaican.
We're in the same boat.
We're not bombing Jamaica.
We're the people depressed, too.
Why? Black guys in the same boat as
no,
the Puerto
no,
Rican.
No, we're not in the same boat.
Why? Oh, because you're
the only bombers in Jamaica are the ones you're smoking. The big fat bomber.
Hey, look, we know that they wouldn't do that. It's a little bit different over there, you know that.
Arrested by a bunch of white people.
White people arresting you. Were they military personnel arresting you?
Yes, and then you do search.
Did you pass any signs that said restricted area, you do not...
It was in English, so... hey, it was in English. Hey... You have Spanish signs in the
isn't Vieques a part of Puerto Rico that really isn't being used for anything?
That's people that, we grow avocado. I have
blowing up avocados
here.
On
avocados that bad.
I think if the Puerto Rican avocado supply dried up, we would still be a world power.
Okay.
So they haul you away. They tell you. They tell you. Is how much?
It's overrated.
You use that kind of language. So how much was bail?
$6,000.
$6,000 because you tread on restricted.
Yeah, and plus I started using cops and everything. And, you know, I didn't want to be in jail, so I started making a ruckus inside.
Well, to not be in jail,
was
you don't make a ruckus.
Was there alcohol involved?
No.
You weren't drinking the Coronas out there on the bombing range?
No.
But he's the cops Puerto Ricans?
No, over there, no.
Oh. No?
No, there dominated. You see, but you see, we drove you guys. You guys tell us to jump. We got to jump. We're under your payroll.
You could break away. You could break away.
Wait, whose side are you on?
Look.
He's Jamaican.
Black guy. You got to remember.
No, no, no.
Check this out.
We are the world. We are the...
Oh, yeah, mate.
Look here, take this out.
We used to be under the British. Jamaica used to be under the British. We break away, man. Independent. Move on.
Now there's hedonism and all kinds of fun stuff going on.
Yeah,
right? Rock, Jamaica. Jamaica rocks.
That's what I'm saying, man. You don't got to take that.
You're damn right, but they're blowing our stuff. We're going, no. They're throwing a missile on us. What's that all about? Leave us alone.
They're not bombing the capital. It's a bombing range.
Yeah, they're just trying to improve the area.
Look at Nevada. There's a whole state we bomb all the time because there's nothing going on in Nevada.
Speak up, Rick.
It's just a piece of land used as a bombing range.
So what happened to you?
It's a little depleted uranium.
I had to fight people off, by
Did you? I heard you got strip searched.
Yes.
When you went in.
Yes. A cavity search.
How's that?
Not too good. Not too good. I don't recommend it.
Nice. Oh, wait, no. First they had to. You did use a little lube so it wouldn't hurt so much. He's spitting. He couldn't take that one. I hit a little too close to home.
Sorry, I reminisced.
We just found out he's not a swallower.
Spitting the beer all over the studio.
Swallower.
So how'd you get out? You just served your time?
Spit. Yeah, I served my time, and I'm on community service and everything, so I'm not allowed to ever do that again. But I went to protest on your fellow brother, Al Sharpton.
Fellow brother, Al Sharpton's Jamaican.
I didn't know.
You're lumping every black guy
into.
Look,
I'm a Jamaican.
Black.
Kid. So, I got nothing to do with him.
Yeah, there's different black people.
Yeah, that's different.
Right.
Oh, you got black, but you're brainwashed.
By who?
By Whitey.
Hey, Jamaica's a whole.
You're brainwashed.
Jamaica's brainwashed.
Not only black girls are brainwashed, but you got Jamaican. What's your name?
Look here.
Jamaican Mike.
Jamaica Mike. Hey, Jamaica's 100% black. 100% black kid. Remember that.
Did you read
we
that the
run
State Department doesn't want nobody visiting Jamaica right now?
Who?
Jamaica's nice, man.
Jamaica's
go
nice,
there, you
kid.
Smoke
we
some
always
weed.
Be nice. Number one,
Jamaica's being bombed right now.
By who?
By your own people.
We're not bombing, man. We're just knocking
fighting
out a few people.
Listen,
well,
I'm
look,
not
there's a few people
that
are getting knocked. We'll just knock out a few people. That's
free
the way it is.
Free Puerto Rico now.
Angel,
free Puerto Rico.
Why don't you live in Puerto Rico? Yeah.
I'm trying to create some kind of movement here. I want my own currency. I want my own state. I want my own. Listen.
Al Sharpton could do that for you.
I want my own currency, too.
Thank you for checking in, Al.
I got to buy a new big hubcap medallion made out of gold.
I want my own currency, too. It's called keep away from the you-know-what. That's worth at least $1,000 in my book, Hotshot. Now, where's your donkey for a puppy in a snot box? This is America. Now, wake up or get off the toilet.
You want, like, a completely different, independent Puerto Rico.
You damn skinny.
So go to Puerto Rico and become like a
movement here.
Why?
Because this is where the oppression starts.
No one cares in America.
The oppression?
They don't give a flying
F about your ideas. Man, esto está jodón, man. No me digas esa cosa, man. Esta gente aquí, no. Eso está, let's stop it, man.
Come on, English. Give us some English around here.
What the hell was that?
Give us some English around here. Come on.
God, man.
Yeah, even the Jamaican guy speaks English.
God, you could turn off the light, honestly, man. You guys would glow in here.
Well,
how white you guys are here.
White than white. You're like a bunny rabbit.
Well, for you then, the protesting.
Yeah, the struggle keeps on.
Are you back at work?
That's filling applications.
Wait a minute. You're taking advantage of America? How are you paying your bills if you don't have a job right now?
By that damn U.S. dollar. Damn the U.S. dollar.
Unemployment? Are you on unemployment?
It's called government assistance.
Well, the oppressive government is assisting you. You're being a hypocrite.
He who asks is taken.
You have no problem taking the handouts?
No. I like the paper money.
You could go down to Puerto Rico and work there and work to make Puerto Rico, you could maybe... down there or something. Get an uprising going.
I'm trying to start it here.
feet. It ain't going to work here. No one cares. We go down there for vacation.
He's doing a great job by handing out the Coronas to everyone.
There you go.
Where's mine?
And he's going to be our first spokesman right here.
Right here. Let me tell you something about it. Listen, all 40 of you Puerto Ricans here in New York City and the three of you in the rest of the country. Hell, I'm with you. Maybe you go home for crying out loud. And take my goddamn wife with you, hotshot. Because this is America. I'm going to go play with my donkey now.
You know, each state doesn't have its own currency.
That's true.
So
look at this sound. Well,
they want to fight. Too.
I don't want Puerto Rico ever becoming a state.
Hey, Mike wants in on this. Mike.
Country.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Mike.
Listen, Angel.
What?
You're the angry Puerto Rican? I tell you what, we're listening to the angry white man. You guys don't have, you don't even have a country. You talk about coming here, paying, working here, living for free. You got no taxes back, and wherever you call that, what are you, a Providence all of a sudden? Come on, Angel, what do you got for me now? You're taking a U.S. government assistance from the United States, my bad.
Okay, honky.
Listen. Yeah, you can call honky, me whatever
what,
you want.
What is this, an episode of Beretta?
Are you a United States citizen, Angel?
Hey, Huggy Bear. We're on Starsky and Hutch.
Angel, are you a United States citizen or you still Puerto Rican?
Yeah, what citizen? You got. He's American.
Unfortunately, when you're born in Puerto Rico, you're born here, you are a citizen.
So where were you born?
Bayamón, Puerto Rico.
What does that mean?
Bayamón.
Come on, break it down, Angel.
Leave my country alone. Come on, we're almost there. We got the governor of the state of New York helping us out with this struggle. We got Reverend Al Sharpton.
Thank God, Reverend Al. Brother. Mr. Tawana Brawley himself.
All right, listen, I don't got nothing to do with that case. He's helping us out. That's the most important thing. You guys need to leave us alone. I want our own money. I want our own money.
I just like
money.
That Ricky Martin guy. That's why.
None of us have anything
sucking
to
him
do
dry.
That.
Sucking Jennifer Lopez dry. Sucking Ricky Martin
dry. Oh, why?
The people looking there.
The American people, you're saying, the American people are sucking dry people that come from Puerto Rico, like
yep.
Ricky Martin, Jennifer
dry.
Lopez.
Sucking us dry.
Aren't they making a great
like
living here in America?
It's sort of like
I'm telling you, like I said way back before, this is all a conspiracy. We're going to be infiltrated.
But we're just as
soon.
Part of it.
Don't infiltrate
we're
us.
We're just as part of it. We're in the same boat, whether you believe it or not.
Who, Casper?
Code 2B. He's on to the conspiracy. He's on to the conspiracy. What conspiracy? We don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about either.
All right, we're going to take...
Can't we all just get high and talk about aliens?
There you have it.
I'm surprised you guys haven't even started with Rick's famous baseball song, that dumbass song.
Oh, remember that one? Oh, that was really
That's
bad.
That's how we start. That's how the conspiracy... We're going to take over baseball. We're going to take over...
Oh, you're saying you guys have a conspiracy, too, that you're going to
take
over...
We're going to take over Major League Baseball. That old pastime Babe...
Close enough.
Close enough. So you guys are taking over baseball, and that's part of the conspiracy?
Hey, you're going to have to edge the Japs out now, though, because they're really getting... They're taking...
How funny is it going to be when they try to take over the NBA?
It's going to be called the LLB. Latino League Baseball.
Yeah, sure it is. All right, let's take a break.
We're going to put the thing...
Free Puerto Rico!
Yeah, we are. Free Puerto Rico as he's getting government to... Coronas and not looking
United
for a job.
States
great.
Government.
Yeah. New York has done all right for you.
Girl.
Anthony, I found the QVC guys. Don West, of course.
Oh, wait a minute.
Network. I'm sorry, Opie. Quickly.
Oh, yeah?
Is this true? Did you molest our... Diane and video... molesting her?
Who?
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking of the Puerto Rican Day Parade. And...
Don't even go there. Sorry.
My mistake.
It's just a mistake. It's a honest mistake.
You're brainwashed, man. You're black, but you're really white inside.
Good. Nothing wrong with
the blackest guy ever. Brainwashed.
You don't know what he's talking about.
All right.
Sorry for him.
Don West, QVC guy.
Yeah.
Selling virgins. We found the bit. We'll be back.
What do you think the QVC guy sounds like? Selling virgins.
2 year old bird. We talked about the guys from QVC before. They're always selling the Beanie Babies and sports stuff.
Yeah, they have the tough sounding voices.
Oh, the guy, the one
guy yelling all the time. Virgins, 22-year-old virgins. Order now. These are gonna go fast. Look at this one. Let's open her up. To do often. You're not gonna find anything better than this, people. Limited time, and you get a Mark McGwire rookie card with everyone. 22-year-old virgin McGwire rookie card. We're giving them away. $22. That's $1 a year. 22-year-old virgins. Look, I can't get anything in here. We're talking, you won't be able to tell the difference between the front or the back. It's like two balloon knots.
Wow, what the hell?
And you get Flopsy Wopsy, the Beanie Baby, that's been discontinued since 92. A McGwire rookie card, a Sosa rookie card, and a 22-year-old virgin. They're going to go fast, people. Look, I'm trying. I can't get anything in here. Take it home, work it. Limited edition. Did you hear? Limited edition. For the love of God.
Nude teens.
Oh, man, I want to get in her pants.
What did you just say?
Nude teens.
Oh, man, I want to get in her pants.
Call 911. Opie and Anthony, home of nude teens.
I don't know how this show made it past the censors. Right when you think we've gotten as sick as we possibly can, we take it to just about illegal.
Daddy, I love when you touch my bed, please.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Hour. By Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
We're back with the O&A show. Jim Brewer in the studio. Jim wasn't sure if Angel was for real or not. He thought he was a comedian.
Yeah, isn't that funny? I thought the guy was a comic.
No, no.
I said, hey, man, you a comic? And he goes, yeah, man, I'm a comic. I'm not no commie.
Yeah, he thought he said a commie.
I said comic.
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 No, free Puerto Rico. I'll be at Caroline's.
Yeah. Tony.
What's up, guys?
Hey, boys.
Yeah. Give you an early what did I learn.
All right.
Only in America can an angry Puerto Rican get free money and drink Mexican beer.
He's passing out the Coronas like crazy.
Meat-rob.
Meat-rob, my
friend. Later, guys.
Thank you, Tony. So, and Jamaican Mike's still out there. Someone wanted to talk about the Def Leppard movie, but we didn't see it, right?
No.
I heard it was really bad.
Oh, it got like one star. I know. I wanted to see it, too.
Yeah.
Just the bad wigs and the guys that don't even look like Def Leppard and the bad music all over again. Yeah, we didn't see it, though.
Shut up. Carmine.
Yeah, that's me.
What's going on, bro?
Not much.
All right?
Yep. Resting up with tomorrow's fight.
Fight?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Cops versus the firemen.
Cops versus the firemen.
Yep.
You're fighting cops?
No, well, I'm fighting the cops, right.
And you're a fire guy?
I'm a firefighter, yes.
So the firemen and the cops are going to beat the snot out of each other?
Well, we're going to do a better job than they will.
And is there a reason why you're doing this?
Well, all the money is going to be going to a charity.
Oh, yeah?
The Widows and Children's Fund for both jobs.
Yes, nice. Good cause?
A good cause, right. $30,000 for the winning team, $25,000 for the losing team. So no losers really here.
So what do you got to do?
So, what do you got to do to see it?
No, I mean, what do you, you know, you...
Oh, they have, it's FX TV is going to have it on, actually, nationally next month sometime, September 7th.
No, I mean, is it like a cop and a fireman get in there and just...
They're going to get in
the
there,
crap
and they're
going to
beat the crap out of each other. 3 1-minute rounds.
Wow.
What is left standing?
That's
if
pretty cool. That sounds pretty cool, man.
Tell me about it.
Is there an underwater division?
Under who?
Underwater division.
Why, you a fish?
Ah, I like to
Opie
fight.
Fights underwater.
I fight underwater. You don't,
oh.
get, as, you don't get as hurt.
No.
You know something?
Get wet. I'm too heavy. Can't
you know,
lift your hands.
You know how I'm a big fan of the NYPD. A lot of guys I know are cops.
Sorry to hear it.
But no, I got to tell you, I got to give it to the fire department.
Why is that?
Because you guys are in a little better shape than the cops.
I'm glad you know
on
it.
The whole.
Dunkin' Donuts.
I said on the whole.
On the whole.
Because, you know, there's plenty of cops that are in great shape, and there's some real fat bastard firemen out there.
Oh, but, yeah, but only far and few between for the firemen.
I have seen some cops walking around Manhattan and just gone, he must be on the force so long, because it had to take years to get that fat, and there's no way they let that fat son of a bitch on the force.
Right, from the beginning.
Right.
They wouldn't allow it.
There's no way he showed up at the academy like that. Private Pyle, you are a disgusting fat body. A jelly donut. You know? That guy yelling. Get the F off my obstacle. Get the F off my obstacle.
I'm trying. Like I mentioned about tickets.
Huh?
Anybody wants to go, there's tickets. It's going to be at the Hammerstein Ballroom. That's 311 West 34th Street in the city. That's between 8th and 9th Avenue.
All right.
Doors open at 7. It starts at 8. Tickets at 20, 35, and 50.
And that's tomorrow night, Carmine?
Tomorrow night.
All right, it's a great cause, so cool.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
All right, there he goes. Fire.
Oh, fire.
Huh? Yeah, firemen, like...
have to be in shape.
You see some of the stuff they go through? Those the tests just to get on the fire department, where you got to carry those hoses up the stairs. I'd be dead.
Yeah.
I'd collapse on, like, step three. But these guys,
real,
you know...
I'd be a real disappointment. Our first big debut, I'd be a big disappointment.
Someone dying, smoke inhalation, you got to bring them downstairs. Like, hey, you're on your own, man. I'm sorry. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, meet me around the corner. You got some?
Yeah, you look okay, man. Just suck it up and get out of the building. I got to go.
Jump out the back. I'll meet you there. Hurry up.
We have a retired cop on the line. John.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
Oh. Yeah, John, what do you got, man?
I hate when people
how's it going?
Stop the flow of this radio show.
Yeah, what do you got?
Let's go, John.
Surprise, they let some fat bastards out there in uniform in the academy. They call them sumos. They make them sit in the middle of the gym, and they can't run, and everyone laughs at them, but they graduate just like everyone else.
Private Pyle.
I'll see you later, dude.
All right, John, thank you.
Your ass looks like 200 pounds of chewed bubble gum. Anthony.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up?
You're on the radio.
I know. Hey, you guys got me fired up with this Puerto Rican thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, Angel?
Yeah, I am. I got fire shooting out of my eyes. It was a couple days before the Puerto Rican Day parade, and I had a family reunion at my house. And what I did is that I have a flag from when I was in the military. I was in the Gulf War. I put it out in front of my house. I had my grandfather here, who was 85, who was in World War II.
Oh.
My father was in Nam. My grandfather's brother was in Korean War. My you know, all the way down, all the way to Desert Storm. We're all sitting out in front of the house. Puerto Rican guy walks by, lives a couple doors down.
Yeah.
He has the nerve to stop by and says, hey, you got the wrong flag up. My dad gets up, walks over to him, and points in his face and goes, that's never the wrong flag. This guy goes, what are you doing, trying to make a point? We're like... take it any way you want. Who's this guy to come from frickin' Puerto Rico and tell me I have the wrong frickin' flag up?
There you have it. Angel,
I mean, it
comment?
Pisses me off, man. These people, they come here and they leech off of us. They don't even put anything towards this country. They just want.
Angel, are you sober enough to answer his accusations?
I can't. It just burns me up.
Hurt.
It burns me up.
I just want to thank you for your tax dollars.
Angel, you look...
Oh, God, you're really busting about those stereotypes.
Angel, you look lit.
So what's he have to say about that? I don't see him serving this country. I
didn't
see him putting his life on the line.
Hey, do me a favor. Work more overtime. I need more money.
I didn't see him over in Desert Storm.
Oh, my God.
That's all I need you to do.
That was harsh.
Make more money. You're making too little hours.
You know, with people like you, the way you represent your race, the white people have nothing to worry about. Because if they're all like you, we have nothing to worry about.
No, seriously, all jokes aside, you married?
We have nothing to worry about with people of your kind out there like that.
Why, do you want to kiss him, you fag?
No, because his wife is probably banging a Puerto Rican.
You know that? We have nothing to worry about. Because you're like, unlike the Energizer Bunny, you're going nowhere fast, kid. Unlike the Energizer Bunny, you're going nowhere fast, just like your people. Okay. Going nowhere fast, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We are so doomed as like a people, as like a race. We hate each other. Oh, look who joined the party now. It's a Hispanic love fest. Now, Old Dirty just came in.
Old Dirty's Dominican, y'all.
Dirty's Dominican.
We got a Puerto Rican. We got a Jamaican.
That's it.
We're just white bread mutts.
What did you get Sam Adams for? It's Corona's right there.
This is what I drink right here.
Old Dirty.
What up, baby?
Jesus Christ, there's more than you see in the hotel housekeeping department here. More Hispanics, man. Nice. Look at that.
Housekeeping! Housekeeping!
Old Dirty, man.
What's up?
Don't show him the love.
The
brother's misdirected. Angel's a little misdirected. He's a little bitter at America for some reason.
Bitter ain't the word.
What you collecting, son? What program you on?
What program you on? Yo, what program you on?
What you on, man?
What, how many programs are there?
You're on the Wilton. There's actually 5 programs out there.
Old Dirty, what are the programs?
Hold on. Let me ask Anthony. Did you know there were 5 programs? I didn't even know.
All I've ever used was unemployment.
Programs that you guys are paying.
All I've used ever was unemployment. It's pretty much it when I was out of work.
What are the 5 programs?
There's unemployment, SSI, welfare, disability. What was the last one? They give you a one-shot deal for like you lose your apartment.
That's it, y'all.
Yep.
Hold on.
All right, you show up to the office.
Yep.
Right. Sometimes you want to get Wilfredo. Yep. That's what we call welfare.
Wilfredo? You call welfare Wilfredo?
Yeah, Willie.
He's got a name. Yo, where's
Big Willie? It's called Big Willie.
Big Willie.
Like if somebody asks you, where you going? Nah, I got to go see Willie.
Mm-hmm. I got to go see Big Willie.
So sometimes, you know, you got to go down and be like, yo, I'm going to lose my place.
Right.
So sometimes they if you don't get the welfare, then you get the one-shot deal.
Can't wait for August 5th.
What's this one? Who came up with the one-shot deal?
So then you fill out the paperwork. Then you go home and get all your receipts ready. I mean, even if you got, like, behind 2 months, you come in with, like, 6 months behind.
Right.
They hit you off for, like, $1,500, $1,700.
And they pay off everything. Help
right
out.
There, dude.
Bills,
right
light bill, cable, everything. What? To you by Uncle Sam.
Who the hell is the guy that legislated that piece of crap? Who's the politician that slid that one under
and
the wire?
August 5th, I get brand new.
August 5th.
It's called Family First Card, by the way.
What is it?
Remember they used to do the compones? Yes, so dollar bills? Now they put in a credit card. They put in a credit card.
What is it?
They put in a credit card. You go in the supermarket, all you got to do is take your Family First Card,
yeah,
and then they just deduct it off your account.
And what's this account? Where's the money coming from in the account?
From your people's dollars.
Oh, my God. You notice all the white guys in the room? Because this
we
is radio.
We don't have a clue.
We're all staring like deers caught in headlights.
Like a retard looking at a Ferris wheel.
Right. Like, what the F is going on? The Family First Card.
Yeah, look at your pay stub.
Oh, God. Look at your pay, this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Look at your pay stub.
Look at your pay stub.
Family First, not my family.
Sorry.
Man, you gotta learn how to find out these little gems.
Now, do you buy this stuff with the Family First card and then maybe sell some of it?
No, Big Willie gives it to you.
Yeah, sir.
Big Willie, you go in and then you apply and boom, they give it to you.
Big Willie.
Yeah, Will. That's it. Willie Will.
Who is the dirtbag politician that came up with this
crap? We don't pay rent. We just got to say, hey, I got a leak in my bathroom. I'm not paying rent.
That's the best. You know that?
Nah, son.
Come on.
What do you do?
You got to get the whole building down, though.
Oh, right. You got to get the whole building down.
So what does that entail, Old Dirty?
Oh, sometimes, you know, like if there's conditions in the building that are not livable.
Right.
But then you got to put the whole... the whole, like a little group together, all the tenants.
And then they bitch that the tenant, yeah, that the landlord is a slumlord or something.
Yeah. Yep. Then you go to court and everybody decides right there in the lobby.
And the best thing is when you get roaches.
Oh, nah, but roaches ain't nice.
Hey, it's the roaches.
That's what
eating. Man, that ain't nothing.
So now, while this whole case is going on, you don't pay rent.
Ain't nobody paying rent until the landlord repairs the building.
And who's paying for this court time?
Well, the city and the state did not absorb those costs, my brother. What you think you're paying taxes for?
Section 8.
Nah,
Section 8. You could go in Section 8 and they give you a fat,
what?
Fat, I can say ass?
Yeah.
A fat ass apartment, Section 8. Yes or
so
no?
So my man got a goose leg on the west side.
Got so something like on the west side.
So open, if you need a place to stay.
You got all this going on and you're pissed because we're bombing a stupid island in the middle of nowhere.
Don't say stupid
you
island.
Don't say stupid island, bro. I think we're more than even right now.
A little bit.
On the real, man.
Drinks around the house.
I want to fly over Puerto Rico and
drop
miss
you on your head.
Miss Vieques. And just, oh, my God. Yo, look at your pay stuff.
Look at your pay stuff.
He goes, look at your pay stuff.
S-U-I?
Oh, come on. I mean,
There's certain segments of the population that don't push up.
What do you do now if you get hurt or something and you need to maybe go medical attention? Who pays for that? And how does that get
you talking about?
What,
an emergency lawyer. Room trauma?
Yeah, what happens?
I give the guy.
What?
Hold on, let's.
And I always
talk.
Give a fake name when I go to emergency room, son.
You give a fake name. Look at these two; they're high fiving each other.
What's your name,
son? Jose Marrero.
And then tomorrow you go to Lincoln. What's your name?
Case Carlos.
Case. And they'll treat you. They gotta treat you, right? Yes or no?
They have.
And then you put down like. Opie's address and everything, and they send them the bill.
I live in Huntington, kid.
Oh my God!
Cool, I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
I'll be out there like that, son. Sometimes you know you gotta do that.
I am being educated.
When I came back from American Airlines, everybody in the plane, yes or no? When they come from Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, everybody, when we're approaching JFK.
It's a party, kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Cracking bottles.
Shit. I want to live in America. Everybody. Yes or no? Everybody fucking clapping.
The first, yo, the that's first time just been good. Like,
well, now that you're here, you won't be needing your own home.
Welcome to America, Pedro.
But we ain't all like that.
Man.
I haven't pulled an emergency room like in 2 years.
See, you guys. See, George Bush was listening to your show.
Well, I'll be a stone bitch.
Right.
These goddamn wetbacks are out there partying up. Well, they got a home. Well, tell you what, nowhere to go now, Pablo.
Oh my God!
I need to pray.
I want
to
ride one of those bombs down, like wow. Like what's his name from Slim Pickens.
I thought sneaking in three of my friends into the Met game with a box ticket was like really bad.
These guys, you guys are living large off of the tax dollars.
No, not me.
Hey,
I'm working.
You guys got all the scams going. What are you working?
You're not working
I'm
again.
An independent contractor.
Spell drug dealer.
And I'm a speech motivator.
I'm into communications, man.
Oh, communications.
Yeah.
You're selling stolen cell phones.
Nah, not like that. We're providing a service to the community.
It's all for the cause. It's all for the cause.
Jim Brewer, after hearing these guys go at it, he goes, hey, I'll be right back. He comes back in the studio with his possessions in his knapsack.
I was hoping you had a gun in there.
Jim, is this your keys?
No,
all right. All right, we got
the Enola Gay is leaving the tarmac, bound for Puerto Rico. Her deadly cargo, the atomic bomb in her belly as she rolls out on the tarmac. The Enola Gay.
That's what I want to hear.
Man, I'm getting pissed.
I need bomber aircraft.
Getting pissed. The Enola Gay flying over Puerto Rico.
Free Puerto Rico! Free Puerto Rico! Ah!
Man. All right.
Great.
All right, Ant.
I guess we'll take a break and maybe a little what did we learn?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we learned a lot today.
Very educated.
One guy in Philly's on the line. He says, I'm never listening to you guys again. He's that pissed off. Mike, what's up?
Oh, and hey.
Yeah.
I'm from Philly, man. You guys rock. Get these guys, kick these guys out of the studio right now.
Well, you know, the sad part is, though, this is reality. I didn't know this crap was going on. I didn't know they knew all the scams.
Oh, man. They're laughing about it. They're laughing in our face.
Yeah, hell yeah, they are.
Get them out of there. Kick them. Opie, physically kick them out of that studio.
Look, he already knows.
Then I could go on disability.
See?
Yeah. You know, I wish I didn't live in Philly. I'd be down there kicking their sorry ass.
I'd do it for the benefits. I'd do it for the benefits.
Wow.
All right. What do we learn next?
Hi, we're here. We're here under your skin. Us two a-holes. Hello.
Opie and Anthony.
Hey, for all the people out there making an honest living, let's talk about Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed for a minute, eh?
Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. Actually, Old Dirty got his hands on some Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed.
Didn't he pay for that either, man.
He didn't pay for it. We gave it to him free.
He took all our free samples, and he's selling it on the street.
And he can't get enough of it. He says, yo, B, busted three nuts.
Get him in here real fast before we run out of time on this one.
Ain't this a national?
Yeah.
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 Take a little extra time, but Old Dirty, get him in here. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. It's an exciting herbal formula to enhance libido and sexual performance. Pleasure Pack Botanicals and Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. Going to put your sex life in overdrive. Old Dirty, you've used the Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed, right?
Yes, I have.
You want to give a little testimonial?
Yo, it works, my brother.
Yeah. You took, like, what, three capsules?
Three capsules, and it was an extra three nuts.
Extra three nuts.
You got his F on and pop three nuts.
Because, you know, sometimes when you drink the alcohol, you can only do three or four.
Right.
Sometimes mama want to keep going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you need a little extra nitro in the motor.
And it doesn't wear off until well after the police arrive, right?
Well, they could be knocking the door down. I'm on my last one.
Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. You heard it here, folks. Get it at GNC, the Vitamin Shop, or other fine health food stores. Or call them up, Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed, 1-800-899-5323.
Catch the best of Opie and Anthony. Saturdays 11 to 3. 1027 WNEW.
Just a few minutes left in the show today. I want to thank Jim Brewer for stopping by to hang. Yeah, Brewer. Old Dirty, it's always a pleasure.
My brother Opie, Anthony, I want to congratulate you on your new contractual agreement.
Ah, the signing.
You know what I mean?
Yes, it's
official. I was telling Anthony, man, how you going to go cash that check over at the check cashing place, man? They don't got enough money for that check, my brother.
When I take the big check. When I take the big check to the check cashing place, it's going to be a problem?
You're going to wipe the whole box out, man. They're going to have to go to four windows, dude.
They'll be on the phone to their friends. Yo, man, you got to roll that guy that just came out of here.
Where'd you get the net check?
Hey, wait a minute.
Look at Jimmy. He has the book bag on now.
Of course. He ain't stupid. Uncle John, what's going on?
Welcome
hey guys,
to
how
the
you
show,
doing today?
Hammer.
Hey, I learned that if we lost the avocado crop in Puerto Rico, we'd still be a world power.
That's right.
Pretty impressed with. Hey, is Angel still in the studio?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Can I have a word with him?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Hey, Angel.
Hey, Frank Fuda.
You know, you keep chirping about your own currency. You got to have something to back that up with, man. You can't back mangoes and old Chevys. You got to have something to, you know, to fall back on.
Nice.
Nice. Guys.
All right, Uncle John.
I wonder how much
nice. Mangoes and old Chevy. Nice. Adam, what's going on?
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
Today I learned that Opie's got snow in his pants and boy bands on his computer.
No. We got to the bottom of the boy band thing. I had nothing to do with that.
Yes. Can I ask Odie a question?
Yeah.
Where are you going to be appearing this weekend? I need a little something, something.
What you need? Yo, dude, you don't be talking about that over the air, my brother. You know what I mean?
Hey, Old Dirty, what's your latest scam? You got any good... The phone scam thing, we talked about that at length. That's all done.
Any
all
new right. business ventures?
As of July 19th, 2001, all scams have been ceased and desisted on.
Really?
Scams are shut down until autumn.
Yeah, you're on vacation.
We're going to take August off.
Taking August off to regroup.
You know what I mean?
Thank God for Wilfredo.
Oh, Willie B. Big shout out to Willie, kid.
Keep on working, Whitey.
Yo, yo,
oh, Angel,
yo,
man, come on,
on your
Angel.
Check, by the way. Look at your check. Damn, look at the taxes. Damn, man, OD and Angel.
Yo, yo, OD. You want to give me my cut now? I could go to
cash. Give me your money now. I take some cash right now, bro.
I take my cut right now.
Family first card.
Oh, my God.
Give me 100 bucks right now.
You know, when you're working and you look at your taxes and you get all pissed off, this will make you feel better.
Oh, yeah.
Think of us.
Old Dirty.
What's up, man?
Chill. Don't get as bad as him.
No.
We still have hope for you.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Wow.
He won't be brainwashed.
Merc babies love to swim. I learned that very early on. Sty, today I learned that Opie needs to go home and check himself for those pesky onion flakes.
Oh. You got a problem with that?
No, I was in a crack hotel last night.
What?
We talked about it for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I heard about it, man.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, we're right.
Wow.
Joe, what's up?
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Today I learned that crabs are kryptonite to the dynamic radio duo.
Yeah. Nice.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, she's to work.
Jay, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
I learned a few things today.
Mm-hmm.
I was enlightened by Angel that there's a problem with the bombing in Vieques Island in Puerto Rico. That problem obviously being we're not bombing enough of it.
Idiot.
I also learned that when Sandy Kane comes into the show the next time, she and Opie can compare STDs and genital warts.
Nice. No. I have nothing.
Hey, hey, Anthony, man, I know you don't like condoms, but you better start insisting that Opie wear them.
All right. Angel, I say stop bombing Vieques. I'm going to say that.
And
start bombing San Juan.
You see, we was doing so well.
We got to go.
Yeah. It has been a pleasure. Again,
and, very educational for Whitey today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whitey got an education.
Education.
Your tax dollars at work.
I just got to say, look at your politicians, look at what they stand for, and vote accordingly every election, man.
Jim, you need more shows because we need more money.
All right. We got a buck, man.
This guy don't stop, you know?
All right, later. We'll see you tomorrow, man.
You know what we do here?
Absolutely nothing.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
You'll be an Anthony Show.